Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey guys, episode 533 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Kurt here on the intro.
Eric Hammond.
Doug.
That's all, just Doug. everybody's gnawing on moose jerky. Apologize about that in the microphone.
We're munching.
Hey,
we're hungry.
First and most relevant announcement, we will be at Bonanza on the Mountain coming September 23rd and September 24th. Is that the weekend before deer season? I think it is.
Yes,
here
it is.
In Iowa, Illinois. We'll be there. Come out, shoot your bow. Make sure you got the dust blowing off that baby. Have some good times. We're partying. Have a beer or two. Bonanza on the Mountain, sponsored by Gator Outdoors.
Have a beer. Make sure your bow's sired in.
Buy Doug a beer.
Buy me and Eric a beer. Good times.
I'm hoping I'm there. Maybe I won't be, but either way.
You get a seltzer.
Working class bowhunter beer. I'll drink a seltzer. It's kind of nice to switch it up, if you know what I mean. Doug, you got a veteran shout out?
I do. This one's submitted by Ethan Johnson, and the veteran is Jake Smith. It says here he's in the Navy. It says, my cousin Jake joined the Navy in 2013 after he won a state title in wrestling in Wyoming. Dang. He was an aircraft carrier, flight deck firefighter, known as a crash crewman, ABH. He served from 2013 to 2018, and he did two deployments. He is now a full-time firefighter in Arizona. His stash might give Doug a run for its money. Edit that out.
No, I'm not going to edit that.
You read it.
Says, Jake grew up hunting whitetail and Canadian geese in Iowa. Now he chases elk in Arizona. So that's
sounds
awesome.
Like he's living the life.
Thank you for your service, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
And good luck out there chasing elk in Arizona. I doubt your stash is as good as mine, but...
it's probably better. It's got American bald eagle shit on it.
Shit.
I couldn't think of it.
Thanks for smelling that, Ethan.
Bald eagle shit.
Well, that means you're just getting real close to American freedom.
That's right.
Is pretty true.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to have a bald eagle shit on you. It's honestly kind of an
honor. I
think
it's good luck, actually.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's saying. Thanks, Jake, for your service, buddy. We appreciate that. It's right on your mouth.
Salute the bird when it shits on you.
love when an eagle shits on me. I've always said that. Cool, man. That's awesome. The guy's living it up. Great stash.
Yeah, good for him.
Looking good. Killing big stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The podcast is presented by Elite Archery. Already putting our elites to work. Purple Rain. Let's showcase the Purple Rain on this one.
Well, she's a beaut.
You went purple. Bold. I love that.
I went purple and it actually turned out way better than I thought.
It's Crown Royal purple.
Yeah, remember when we pull out the box, you're like, damn.
The purple Nerval?
Yeah, you catch it the right light, it's almost like black.
Yeah, it's sweet. So it turns out African animals don't give a shit about purple.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
I made it rain over there.
Purple Rain. Yeah, you did. You really did. The podcast is also brought to you. By the way, use code WCB if you want to get your own Purple Rain, the Envision.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, all out.
You have to hit a Doug approves this checkbox at the bottom. Code WCB, save some coin on a new elite bow. Actually, any outdoor group products.
That's right.
And the podcast is brought to you by Big Time.
Hey, yo.
We Big love Time. Our Big Time. You right. Love Big Time. We all love Big Time. We all know that, right?
The best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is the best. We think it's the best. Supplemental feed.
Food plots.
Food plot seed. They got it all.
In Iowa, we're done.
Yeah, you can't anymore.
No more.
Well, as of tomorrow, we can't.
And real world, it would be a week ago. Code WCB2022 saves some coin on your next big time purchase. Also, Huntworth gear and camo. They have three great options of camo. We've rocked it from mule deer to whitetail to mountain lion to Africa and to Alaska.
We've covered everything.
Everything.
If it sucked ass, do you think we'd still be talking about it?
That's a great point. Yeah.
Code WCB15 to get into your own set of Huntworth gear, or if you want to dibble dabble dilly daddle, get yourself a hoodie, get yourself some of the pants, try them out, see what you think. Farm King, Farm and Fleet, a lot of the farm implement stores that sell hunting gear carry it. The gloves, we all know the gloves.
Right now, badass for whitetails, the hoodie with the face mask, built-in face mask.
Never forget a face mask. You're always wearing a hoodie.
I prefer my face mask, but not when you're wearing the hoodie.
You're going to like the way you look.
That I don't think you can use that slogan.
Why not?
Because I think that's like a somebody else's. Anyway, no, we're not Scent Crusher. We are sponsored by Scent Crusher, but we're going to go Old Barn Taxidermy on this one.
Mm. Oh.
Old Barn is cranking them. G2 Forms, have you seen that online? The G2 Forms is an Old Barn Taxidermy company. They're making their own forms. So that means your taxidermist, if you're not in a Old Barn local location, I guess, you can ask your taxidermist to order you a G2 form. He's probably going to save some money, and he's going to get a great-looking form and make money. So he's going to make more money off of you, and you're going to be happier because you supported Little Barn Taxidermy.
Did you see their new video?
No.
Of how they make the forms?
I have not watched that yet.
I always wondered how they make forms. Well, go to Old Barn Taxidermy.
Their Facebook
page, and they have a video of how they make them.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's badass.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
I have to go pick up my deer.
Go pay it up, dummy.
Should have got it yesterday, dude.
I couldn't.
Well,
I'll get it. I'll get it here soon.
I couldn't. Okay. My mule deer is going to be up and coming here to get done.
Is yours almost done?
I haven't heard anything.
It's got to be in line. My mule deer is I killed before your deer. But yeah. Sam just put me on the back burner. That's fine. Yeah. I told him to. I said, get Doug's first. He's got a low self-esteem.
Fair enough.
But because my mule deer
touché
fell down a mountain and stripped off all his velvet, we got to fix that.
Oh, yeah. They're doing the puzzle piece.
Yeah. So Old Barn Taxidermy, we love them. Sam Gaylord and crew, they're amazing. Sam, Linda, everybody that works at Old Barn, we love you guys. Camelfire.
Oh, shit.
Doug, what do we say about Camelfire?
You got to link that. We have a history.
Download the app. If you have a hunt coming up and you know you want to get certain gear, whether it be like a tent or bow hooks or whatever it is, if you're going west, a big trip, whatever it is, boots, whatever it is, stay on Camelfire because you will save yourself some money. And that adds up when you have never been out west or on a special trip that you don't normally go on and you need specific gear, you can save yourself a ton of money by just keeping tabs on it. It's free to download. You only pay when you buy something. So,
that's right.
Revolving deals every day. They have different deals running. They have theme days. Get on there. Camelfire.
Play-Doh snakes over there?
I'm making Play-Doh snakes.
Dude, it's a dangerous app. I'll tell you, a lot of guys I know have the app, and you buy a lot of stuff that you need and you didn't know you needed. And if your wife gives you grief, turn the podcast down. If she's riding with you right now, tell her to kick rocks.
And if you have a Camelfire addiction, please call 1-800. I don't know.
1-800 working class bow hunter. I don't know what that
tell us your story.
Tell us your story. I don't know what that number would actually be. The podcast is also proudly brought to you by Novix Tree Stands, Peoria, right. Illinois. Novix is such a fucking badass company. They're American made, and everyone that works at Novix is awesome. We love those guys.
We just spent the last weekend with them.
Oh, man. Illinois Deer and Beer Fest with the homies, Frank and crew. Frank's like their all powerful trade show leader. We love it. Those guys are so red blooded American. We drink beer on a boat with them in the parking lot at hotels at trade shows. And that right there is down to earth. If there's ever been anything down to earth, drinking beer in a boat in a hotel parking lot is down to earth.
And also, when you're at a trade show, if you want someone there repping the brand, it's the guys that build the stands.
Well, yeah. It's a real people. It's people that live the brand. They're there. And what I love about Novix, when you get one of their stands and pull it out of the box, it's ready to go. It's not, yes. You're not fucking having to re-weld expanded metal that you're going to cut your finger on.
Been there.
That's a fact. You're not putting bolts through uprights and shit just to bolt the platform down. You're not putting the cables on.
You go to assemble it and you have one bolt left over.
Been there.
Where'd this go?
Ooh, missed that one. You don't have that problem with Novix Tree Stands.
This ain't IKEA.
Check them out.
This ain't IKEA.
Code WCB22. I think the code is actually still working. So check that out. Get you into a helo before season. You like double steps. You're not really sure. You like full length. You like the shorties.
I have a question.
Yes, Doug. Go ahead.
You think Frank has been to more trade shows than anyone in the hunting industry?
I think he's got them tallied up.
I remember seeing him like when
the guy's a veteran.
Yeah.
And a fun guy.
Great guy.
Fun guy. I love that guy, actually. The podcast also brought to you by Victory Archery. We've been also running some arrows through some shit as of lately. Thank you, turkey season. Thank you, Africa. We're hoping to send them through some elk here this week. Victory Archer. I'm shooting the RIP TKOs, 75 grain, insert, outsert, whatever they are.
Same.
Duke, I'm on the VAP SSs, bro.
Love it. Snake in the grass.
Slippery little snake.
Little snake.
Giraffe.
Slithered one.
No, we can. Giraffe. Yeah, we can say that now.
Yeah, we can talk about the giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be a good surprise on the podcast. So, what do you guys think of last week's episode? Right now, we're recording this in advance because I'm on an elk hunt, and we're not really sure if we've gotten shit for it or not.
Might be canceled by now. You never know.
Yeah, we're launching them anyway. Fuck it, right?
If you're here from seeing Eric on the news, welcome.
Clip-on ties and throat tats on CNN. How are you doing today? Yep, it was delicious, and we fed a lot of kids. Victory Arrows, man. Putting the wall
beat them
on the big boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoy this podcast. This podcast is all about Bonanza. Mm-hmm. I am what some folks would say on one during this episode. I just was having a great time. I don't know what...
Let me do it.
Oops.
Eric, were you here for this?
Yeah.
Sometimes...
Because Kurt made maybe the greatest joke of the whole I've ever heard him say.
I don't remember it already.
The snort and wheeze.
Oh. Yeah, I won that one ride.
Yeah. Might be one of my favorite things you ever said.
I'm not going to blurb that one.
Maybe we'll get a new guest in the studio off that one.
Nope, we won't. I'm not letting that one ride.
Probably
not. It was a joke. Here's the thing, man. We need to name that character of mine when I get on one. We need to name him. Is that Dick Ass Outdoors?
Yeah, we'll chalk that up. That works. Dick Ass Outdoors.
Dick Ass Outdoors is like my alter ego.
We're bringing it back.
And that's when I just say shit I don't mean.
Yeah, we're bringing that back.
That's Dick Ass Outdoors.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll start making reels and stuff for it.
I don't know about that.
We'll get you a wig.
Starts on a TikTok page.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know if it'd make it very far.
DNA Outdoors.
DNA Outdoors.
Yeah. DNA.
DNA Outdoors is who you
got. That's pretty good.
That's what you got on this episode. Listen, we're having fun. Lots of jokes.
We're having fun.
What I love about it, it's no different than anybody else does when they're with their boys. So
yeah.
It's just for the public to hear.
Well, it's nothing else. No one else heard on this podcast before, so.
You kidding me?
Episode 500. Check that one out.
Yeah, I don't think we get a top, but yeah. We're good.
We're fine.
We're just fine.
All right, it's time to get to the episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. We hope to see you at Bonanza, and we hope you can laugh a little on this podcast. Hope you enjoy it. I already said that. no, I'm nervous. DNA Outdoors coming soon.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast. We're back. Actually, this technically in podcast land, other podcasts have aired since we got back from Africa. But in real lifetime, this is our first day recorded in studio since we got back.
That's right.
We're back.
Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
I'm great, man. Great. Doug, what's up with you?
I feel great.
How many tags do you punch in Africa?
Zero.
Good answer. The wife's listening. Right. I got you. Hey, wink. Big wink.
She can't see if we did air quotes.
Just kidding. We wouldn't let Doug do that. There's no women around. Yeah. There's actually no women in South Africa.
I didn't even see any.
Fun fact, yeah.
Fun fact. None of them are there. Fun podcast that's going to lead into a future trade show / bow shoot. Bonanza on the Mountain is in studio as a collective here. But when you break it down, the people that are actually in studio, fairly familiar voice, loud, broad, assertive, big man. Wade from Gator Outdoors is here.
Welcome.
I really wanted you to be like, hey, I'm Wade from Gator Outdoors, so people know your voice.
You say welcome.
Wade Borman, Gator
welcome.
Outdoors.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're like at his place.
Welcome to my studio. Moving around the table.
Wade Borman, Gator Outdoors.
All no, right. Two voices of Wade Borman. Oh boy.
Corey Bellings, Bonanza on the Mountain.
Thanks for being here, Corey.
His voice sounds better.
Much more attractive sounding, definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Maybe I can do voiceovers for you.
Maybe.
Should.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Moving around the table.
Chris McDonald with Sundown Mountain. Excited to host a Bonanza on the Mountain at a ski resort this year.
Yeah. Going to be a good time.
You betcha.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm glad you guys could make it in. This was a event that Wade made us aware of pretty quick. Gator, you're title sponsor in this event, right?
Yep, actually, and so is Travel Dubuque now. Yep, they just decided to do that as well.
Travel Dubuque.
Yeah, so they're actually Travel Dubuque got everything going, kind of, because one of the ladies that works at Travel Dubuque, her son's in our archery team we have NASP in school.
Oh, very cool.
And I know Sundown Mountain came in and talked Travel Dubuque about wanting to do some off-season events.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a ski resort normally.
And exactly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they brought up was, you know, an archery shoot. She reached out to me. She's like, Corey, can I give them your contact information? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Mark and Chrissy one day on the phone about it. And I said, man, if we're going to do something like this, I know the guy I want to bring in with me on this. And I was like, Wade Borman.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Wow, it's cute.
Do we make eye contact?
So cute.
You just become
attractive. I will tell you.
Hey, let's just start this podcast. Why don't you guys just make out real quick? Can we do that on the podcast?
I can't get past that beard, though.
First man make out on Working Class Bowhunter.
He'll separate it for you.
Not the last.
First, but not the last.
If I had known that, I would have trimmed up my mustache. Got it on Doug point.
But we didn't know we were going to have such an intimate moment.
Yeah.
So early, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours deep on some hard Mountain Dews, we might run into something like that. But
wait till I eat one of them peppers.
There you go.
Not today.
Anyway, this is going to be cool. I don't know if there's anything like this in Iowa. I would say the Midwest. There might be something like it in the Midwest, but not in Iowa or Illinois that I'm aware of, or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has the Bow Fest, which actually, that was a couple weeks ago, I think the end of July. That's up in
Mont-du-Lac, I believe.
Mont-du-Lac.
Bow Fest?
Yep. Which,
do we know that one?
It's a big event.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
It's huge. They advertise it as the largest outdoor archery event.
Probably
all outside.
In the world. 2,500.
I thought
archers.
That was in Ohio.
No, it's
no, that's. I think you're thinking of Jurassic, ain't it?
I'm thinking of Jurassic.
Oh, I was thinking of that too.
So
where the fuck have we been?
South Africa.
Right.
Good call, Doug. Right, the motherland.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, sorry, Bowfest. I'm sure I've heard of it, but I don't know. Whatever, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Bonanza.
I guess Iowa kind of has a R100 too, but it's kind of different, right, yeah. But kind of the same.
You come out, you shoot your bow, and
yeah,
that's it. Like,
it's all good stuff, no matter what.
Oh, yeah,
let's get like-minded people together, drink some beer, listen to music, and you know, have a good time.
So that's where Bonanza got kind of rolling. Is that initial like, oh, NASP? Let's make some phone calls. There's a ski resort wants to have some events in the off season, and that's like basically the footwork of this.
And I actually, if we go back a little bit further, I'm trying to think when Gator Outdoors come in to...
We were really fighting to find a spot to have something like this and promote it, but then, yeah, you came up to me. I was like, yep, that's right. Smart. That's what we've been trying to do forever.
We were talking at archery one night about doing something like that.
We were actually with the kids, the youth, and just shooting some bows, and then this came up. And
so that's right away when, you know, Sundown's talking about this. It's like, holy shit.
So you kind of got volunteered for this spot, it sounds like.
A little bit, but yeah. I was like, Wade and I had this conversation go back.
We were already working on it.
Right.
For sure.
So it just made sense. Ski resort, some of the best, what can you say, 35 miles, Chris, from the North Lodge? into Wisconsin?
Oh, sure, sure. He can get there in a hop, skip, and a jump. Mm-hmm. We've got variable terrain of all sorts, 75 acres. We got a small river runs through the property. We've got camping. We've got chairlifts.
400.
It's just absolutely optimal.
75 feet of elevation change.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I told Kurt this before. Can't you sit at the lodge and see like another town, like 30 or 40 miles away?
Absolutely.
Sit at the lodge.
As far as your eyes can see.
It's seriously some of the best scenery you can see in the Midwest.
I've been there a bunch, just never in the summertime.
You a skier?
Snowboarder back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Rad.
Rad.
Kurt,
rad.
You were too, right?
No? I snowboarded, but I was more of a BMX kid.
Doug?
Hated it. Nerd.
I'm more of a tobogganer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll sled.
Give me a tube.
Saucer.
Yeah. Saucers.
Yeah. He's a saucer guy.
greasy tube.
I've fallen down some icy steps before, so.
Yeah. Exactly. Experienced.
Well, there's always live music and beer.
I like that.
It's going to be a good time.
Big fan.
Yeah, but where Sundown's located is really cool because, I mean, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, it's all right there. Okay. Everything meshes.
Before we go any further. When is this event, and where the fuck is it, really?
So, September 23rd and 24th. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Working Class Bowhunter Morning Show. Where's Bonanza on the Mountain? Would you mind telling us the dates and time and location?
Beautiful Dubuque, Iowa, located right in the tri-state metro area.
I love it. September 23rd, this segment's brought to you by J&J Plumbing. You know? I don't know. I feel like that's like what you hear on the radio.
Don't shout them out.
I don't know who J&J Plumbing is.
Is that even a real thing?
But also, if you're a real company in Dubuque, shout out to you guys. We should cover the real dates and location of this before we go any deeper into this.
So it's going to be Friday, September 23rd, and Saturday, September 24th in Dubuque, Iowa. Actually, Sundown is kind of in the suburbs of Dubuque, Asbury, but it's still mm-hmm. a Dubuque address.
Yep.
Friday night's just going to be kind of, you come in at noon, campsites open up, 3 o'clock. We're going to open up the non-competition course that you can go out and shoot. We have... Sorry.
No, you're good. I love that you brought notes. That's being prepared. That's taking this seriously.
We talked about this last night.
Broken Rubber Band's playing Friday night from 5 to 9 p.m.
Live music?
Yep.
Love that name.
Which they do a little bit of mix. I think they do a little reggae, a little blues, a little country, a little rock, a little bit of everything. So
as long as they're not doing AC/DC cover band.
They're playing some AC/DC or what?
I wish they were.
Hey, I'll Billy leave. Joel only, okay?
Yeah. And then Saturday we're going to kick it off at 6 a.m. The courses are going to open. Shooting's going to go probably 5 o'clock will be the last time somebody can enter a course because sundown will be about 7 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And we have live bands starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, playing right through 10 o'clock that night. So,
how many targets?
We have 20 targets on the competition course and 13 on the exhibition course, mm-hmm. that you want to call it.
Awesome.
So the 20-target course is going to be, and you're not going to shoot at the same target twice. They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shoot from, and I don't want to give away too many details, but you know, you might have a close-up shot of 5 yards or something. I'll leave it up to your imagination, and out to about 40, 50 yards. You get over to the 13-target course. If you want to challenge yourself, that's where there's going to be some
deep pokes.
97-yard shots, I think, is our longest one.
Long bomb.
But big targets.
I like that. Okay. Very cool. That'll be a good time. Good the weekend before opener here, Iowa and Illinois. Right. Most Midwestern states, good warm up.
Yep.
I like that. It's a good time. So here in the opening times and when the live music starts, you're better off on a Saturday being the early riser, shooting, getting your shooting out of the way. No matter how seriously you want it, it's up to you, I'm sure, how serious you take it.
Right.
Yeah, you want to show up and just shoot and have fun. More power to you. You want to get a competitive edge. More power to you.
Right. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I like that. See, that's cool. That's what the best thing about archery is, you can kind of choose your own route of like how serious do you want to take it? Are you just cutting up with your buddies, talking shit while you're shooting? But if you're taking it seriously, you know, you're letting your buddy shoot, run through his shot process, do his thing. And maybe this is one of those things where you have fun because you should have practiced up until deer season. And this is kind of your like, all right, let's just have a good time and not take this so seriously if right. you're not in the ring
right.
type of thing. But what I'm getting at is like shoot early, start drinking, having a good time, buy stuff from the working class bow hunter booth that'll be there.
Buy it all.
And then get there to the live music starting at 1 o'clock.
First bring your camper because there's campgrounds.
Or tent.
Or a tent.
Let's talk about the camping for a minute.
Yeah, we've got two different campgrounds. I'd encourage you to be as primitive as possible because we got a really great campground at the base of the hill. And you're only going to get there with something that's four-wheel drive. Hopefully you're not pulling a trailer, but it's really great.
What if we have an off-road pop-up?
You can bring that.
Okay.
You can bring that. As long as you think you can pull it up 475 feet of vertical at the end of the weekend, you're fine.
You're going to need four-wheel drive to pull it back up the hill.
But we've got a really great campsite. I got 90 spots, primitive camping mowed out down along the Little Maquoketa River. It's really pretty.
It is.
Bring your fishing pole, have some fun. We've got a big fire pit down there, big community fire. It's going to be a great time. If you want to bring the big camper, we've got parking on top of the hill where you don't have to even attempt off-road. Either way, you're going to have a good time.
I like
no,
that.
No hookups up on top of the hill. It's going to be, you know, your boondock and bring a generator if you want air conditioning. And
it should be pretty decent, but, I mean, end of September.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That sounds great, actually. A good time. So... wheels are turning with listeners already. They can make it out. I got a question. Do you guys think bringing it this close to deer season, do you think you're going to lose some attendance just because it's like, oh, man, the weekend before I got shit to get ready? Or I think it's good and bad. It's going to be great.
I agree.
A good and a bad thing.
I think Wisconsin already starts their season.
Oh, you're right. Right. You're right.
So that's, I mean, but early. It's early, early.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you're scrambling the week before deer season, what the fuck? You know?
It's true.
I mean,
it's true.
I'm going to be scrambling the week before deer season.
That's going to be
Are you? I mean, you've got your plots in, you got your cameras out, you got your stands up.
I'm going to be scrambling because of trips before home season. You know what I mean?
Right. But other than that,
the bigger picture.
Other than that, what are you doing the week before? You're going to shoot your bow?
Right. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Probably going to drink some beers because, let's face it, the next 2 months are going to be hell. You're going to be
hectic.
Threatened with divorce.
Yeah.
You're not going to hang out with your friends.
I'm hoping that finally happens
much.
For me. You know what I mean?
then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. It happened. You know? And then I'm looking for my next wife. What's up?
I mean, you look at it.
Maybe you.
What's up? You're the new Doug.
Divorce is fairly cheap compared to hunting.
Yeah. You know what? It'd probably be a blessing. You know, I'd take a good divorce. Good quick divorce would be nice probably for my life, I think. Take the kids. Fuck it. You know,
you're hitting the restart button.
Clearly kidding, right? Right. Where's that button? Nope.
That one. That's the one I wanted.
The plot.
Disclaimer.
Wrong button. That one. clearly being comically sinister, I probably moved to South Africa for about a year, reset.
Become a PH
and come back.
Take like $10 with it. You'll live all year.
Imagine if we were all single and ran a working class bow hunter. You know how bad things would be?
Ugh. We'd be gone for a month.
All of us would be Doug.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Can you imagine?
Gross.
Be living like kings.
Bonanza would just be too wild. You guys would have to cancel just because of us.
You'd kick us out.
When you invite us.
Yeah.
You wouldn't invite us.
Yeah, you guys would be like, yeah, that whole working class bow hunter invitation, bad idea.
Yeah, terrible idea.
Don't invite them next year. They're all idiots.
Need a refund.
But anyway, it's going to be a great party.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
An archery party is pretty much what this is.
So, I mean, we're the mecca of bow hunting, right? Yeah. Everybody talks, I got to hunt Iowa. I got to hunt Iowa. You're so awesome. You live in Iowa? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, why the hell is Iowa not holding an event like this? I mean, that's kind of how we started, you know, talking about this. It's like,
good point.
So true. Be... the outdoor archery festival event. I don't even know what you want to coin it.
It's in the best spot.
It is. I mean, because what? How far is Wisconsin from there?
10 miles.
Yeah.
Illinois.
10 miles.
Right.
I mean, you get three states right there.
From where we're at now up to where you guys are is the events for bow hunting could be. Like, right. we're the sliver of where everything bow hunting should be for whitetails, right? Like,
yeah.
We are in the Mecca.
Right.
You know, it's everybody thinks Midwestern whitetail, and they think right where we're at. So you're right.
We're in the driftless region up there, so.
Yeah, you know. And that's what's cool about that section of the Midwest. You get into different terrain and all that. Like, you know, you guys are the perfect spot to hold a variable terrain archery event in the Midwest that you can't get anywhere else unless you travel a long way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing.
Let's touch base a little bit on what the women and the kids can do there.
Not a goddamn thing. Stay home. It's for boys.
I'm just kidding. Boys camp. He is trying to get a divorce, isn't he?
Boys camp.
We are looking for people to make sandwiches.
No, that's taken care of. Talking about that,
outdoor
too.
Outdoor kitchens and
we really got to promote this, all right? We're trying to promote this.
We're going to do the food trucks there, so nobody has to come out and work, right? And we got stuff for everybody to do. You're a kid. And you've never shot a bow before. We got bows there for you. We're going to be shooting at targets. We're going to teach you how to shoot that day.
Love it.
We've got classes. Corey could go a little bit further into the classes as we go on. But, you know, we have a class for every skill level of archery. It don't matter how old you are. If you come out, you're going to have a good time.
Good. I love that.
And you don't even have to be an archer. You can come out. You can walk the course. You can see what it's about and ride the chairlift up and just enjoy yourself.
Or sit in the lodge and drink beer.
Exactly.
Listen to bands.
There's lots to do.
That's a big sell right there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of 3D courses, because I try to think back before I ever did my first 3D shoot. I was always kind of like, is it a competition? I don't want to show up and like look like an idiot, and you just don't know what to expect.
Right.
So I think having that open platform, like if you don't even want to shoot, just come hang out.
Yeah, right.
Like that's fine too.
Or if you're interested in archery, come on out.
If you don't want to turn a scorecard,
we're going to have vendors there. You know. If you just want to come out and get some arrows for opening season, or you know, just sight your stuff in, you know, just come on out and have fun.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of vendors there as well.
Yeah,
and I think it's important to note too. It's like you don't have to shoot every target. Like if it's 97 yards, don't shoot it if you don't want to. That's fine.
On the 13 target course, so we wanted to put some further shots out there. So. We've got an elk on there. We've got a caribou. We've got a bison. We've got a grizzly bear on it. You know, we want it to have some bigger targets, let some more difficult shots be out there. So people that want to do that 90, 70-yard shot can do it. You know what? You don't want to do that? We're going to have to stake in the ground on where we want you to challenge yourself. You don't want to do that? Walk up the 40 yards, shoot it. You know, walk up to 10 yards, shoot it. Who cares, you know, on that one?
I think people take... And I don't know. I guess if you don't know, you take it too literal. Like, well, if it's 97, you have to shoot it. No, you can do whatever you want. Like, it's fine. Like, I think in archery in general, it's all about people being comfortable with what you think you can do. And it's like the last thing, and I feel like I can confidently speak for you guys on this because that's how we feel at our WCB shoot is very small scale compared to what this is. This is going to grow to be massive. Like, we're cool with what ours is. Yeah. Like,
no, you have a great shoot.
We have a great shoot. We do.
And that's big.
But we're cool with what it is. Like, we're not, like, we're fine. You know what I mean? It's already a task. We don't need to go any crazier. But I always tell people, like, you know, if you're slicing on a tree, ours is more technical, you know, than long range. So if you're going to slice against a tree, shoot over to where you're not going to hit the fucking tree. Right. And you don't have to worry about it if you don't want to. But it's designed, if you really want to test yourself, stick to where we put it, but make yourself comfortable. Don't feel like we're cutting anybody out or trying to expose anybody. It's all for fun. Archery is fun first.
Right.
And then challenge yourself to whatever skill
100%.
Set you want to challenge yourself. So I think that's important to kind of just nail down with people. It's like this isn't something that you have to feel insecure about. Have fun.
Absolutely. So, kind of spoke it better.
One of the things when we laid out like the 20 target course, so that's the one that you're going to score on. There's going to be first through third places, male, female, for all the different divisions.
Mm-hmm. You guys have divisions. A transgender section?
No.
You don't?
We will have a litter box, though, if you identify as a cat.
Okay, that's all. That was my next question. Doug's good.
I'm going to get first in the cat division.
Meow. The pussy core.
But
sorry.
So
we're ruining this podcast for you, aren't we?
No, I'm trying to keep from laughing here. The 20 target course.
Where's my trophy?
Average target. So I did a little math before I came. Average distance out of those 20 targets is going to be 26 yards. Pope and Young, do you guys know what the average whitetail on Pope and Young was shot at?
17 yards.
19 yards.
23.
22. 15. Doug for the win, 19 yards.
Ooh. There you go. Not far off, 17.
Vertical. I think that Doug just gave him a pass on the chip.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
No, no, no. No, it didn't. That's not how this fucking works.
Hey, listen.
Nope. I will take it.
I tried, Doug.
Nope, nope. Fuck you, Doug. Sub 20 yards was the correct answer there. So we're both right, Doug.
Suck. I was right.
Yeah. So, you know, we didn't want to, on the competition-wise, I mean, let's face it. We didn't want to put anything too crazy out there.
Yeah.
Because how many people practice, you know, they feel comfortable at shooting 30, they're practicing at 40. They feel comfortable at 40, they're practicing at 50. I mean, whitetail in this area, you're not going to have that much more of a shot than that.
For sure. Right.
So we kind of wanted to keep it realistic, nothing crazy.
I think that's a very smart move.
Absolutely.
13 target course, gloves are off.
That is, I love it. It's the perfect layout.
It's a perfect mixture of everything.
So yeah. let's talk how... Someone walks in target one on the 13 course. Like, okay, they do the other course, right? We know what to expect. It's a good bring it home.
Warm up.
Game time. They step onto the 13 target course. What's target one looking like? Like, you don't got to be specific, but like target one, they're like, all right, let's see what this other course is about. I'm walking on. They see that first target. What's something that's going to run through their head?
Target one, you're going to look. And it's actually going to be two targets back to back. One's going to be close, one's going to be far away, but they're both going to be elk.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Is this a mindfuck thing?
It is.
Okay.
Headshot.
One's going to be the third scale elk, and one's going to be a full size elk. Okay. I didn't know that before.
You got to blow through the first one to hit the second one.
And the 20 target course is going to be what ruins every hunt. If you're walking in the woods in the dark, going out to your stand,
skinwalkers.
That's a bet it fucking doe.
Oh, very nice.
Should we bring Doris?
If Doris could make a guest appearance, we'll bring her.
That just saved me a lot of money.
What's that?
You haven't met Doris, have you?
Bring Doris out. You know what Doris is?
No.
A steel target?
She's a thick bitch.
We have a bedded steel doe.
And we have she has a 14 ring hole.
Mm.
And only the privilege get to lick that 14 ring hole, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, where is Doris?
Does it taste like copper? Shh.
She lives in my backyard somewhere.
She's out there roaming.
Well, you haven't hit her with your mower yet, have you?
Soon as shit.
Oh, man. Doris is in my target shed.
Okay.
Yeah, Doris is living.
We can bring
there.
Doris if you want.
She's
Doris.
She's a golden bedded doe.
Well, I mean, we can absolutely. Do that.
She's going to be a little rust now.
We'll have to repaint her with some gold. She just needs a spritz of gold.
She's kind of a bitch, though.
You have to respect Doris. That's the thing. If you don't respect Doris. So here's the thing with Doris. When I cut, Doris is like way too thick.
It's like quarter inch steel. Yeah,
it's a thick one.
It's what I had out of the scrap hopper, right?
Real thick.
It's worth some money today.
But when I cut Doris out with a plasma cutter, she was on a forklift, and I was reaching when I cut the vital holes. So the vital hole cuts are at an angle. So that's not like a straight down cut because I'm reaching out, you know, I'm like cutting and I'm just like trying to get the hole cut out. So you have to be truly center. On your shots to make the vital holes or the 14 ring hole. If you're kissing the edge, you're kissing 45 degree cut quarter inch steel. Not a great time for your arrow.
No. So here's the thing. We were talking about doing some kind of steel animal challenge. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have the steel animal for you if you want to do it.
It's funny because today I had it all lined up to get one cut out as an alligator or as a gator, the logo, and I'm... This saves a lot of time and effort.
Hey, Doris.
And then the guy on the phone today goes, do you know how much steel is today?
Oh, it's crazy expensive.
Yeah, kind of, but I said we need it.
Doris is a bitch. She is.
She's a ruthless bitch.
Where all the drinking's going to take place.
She's going to be the grand
finale.
The
North Lodge.
There you go.
The North Lodge.
You look down, you see the bottom of the hill, you see the campsites, you see everything. That's where you can see Wisconsin from that deck.
No, you guys brought your rangefinders out.
Yeah, we can't give that away, though, on air.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
You get a little lost out there. I'll put it that way.
You do. Sure. It messes with a person when you're standing on that deck, how many yards you're looking at. And it's not that many yards, but you throw
I was way off.
And it's going to fuck with some people.
Okay. It's going to be fun.
Because you're shooting off a deck.
What is that? I guess 70
degree angle? Coming down.
70?
It's
what's the angle?
I can't even remember what it was.
Degrees angle.
I don't recall the
angle of the dangle.
It's about 17, I would say, but it's steep enough.
That's 70 versus 17. Big variance.
Big variance.
It's going to mess with.
I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to say 46.5.
So is there prizes?
That's a good average.
Is there going to be prizes on this steel target?
So.
Sorry, we're probably jumping ahead.
Doing money.
Money.
A money shot, huh?
Yep, you buy in, get in on it. If, you know, everybody goes through, hits the hole, I say move that target out a little bit further, shoot again, and keep moving that target out until last man standing, call him the king of the hill.
Pull a knockout.
King of the hill.
King of the mountain.
King of the mountain.
So if you hit the 14 ring, that automatically you get to skip one step.
I feel like if you hit the
14 ring is, what is it?
It's tiny.
It's a 14 ring size hole.
Can we just rename that the glory hole right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
The Doris glory hole. I think the only person that holds any accomplishment, this is a fun fact, on Doris is Trevor Berwick from Outdoor Drive Podcast from Connecticut. Yep. He's the only person that has hit Doris at 40 plus yards in the 14 hole.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
He is king of the glory hole.
He's the Doris daddy. So maybe he'll come back out and reclaim his lady.
So maybe.
We'll call him.
Probably not.
What do you got? You guys coming up? You're not coming up till Saturday afternoon?
I don't know. I guess.
I'll be able to go on Friday.
Friday night.
Yeah. Friday's going to be the party.
You better be there Friday.
Eric and Doug are going to be the late night men on this show, and I'm going to be the daytime man.
Do we do this for a Friday night, or I say save it for Saturday night.
Or do both.
Yeah, we can do both.
Just do both, yeah.
I'm off at 1:30, so I can head up.
I'll win both the money.
Saturday morning we have breakfast sandwiches. I mean, they're grilling. They're doing all kinds of stuff Saturday morning.
We got food going all day.
Bloody Marys, coffee.
I'll do what I can to be there as long as I can.
Irish coffee?
Whatever you want.
We got that too.
I think we got like brewery vendors. There's all kinds of
people. Hey, can we be the official Bonanza on the Mountain hecklers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we walk around and give people shit?
So we were talking about that.
We have not assigned that position yet. We've been looking for that.
We actually were talking about
that. Can that be us?
We have a megaphone.
No, we need to get a bigger one.
Eric, Harbor Freight. We'll just ride the ski lift with a 30-pack and just yell at people.
Just keep going around and around.
Beer cans at them. Yeah. You suck!
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, we need people to run the booth if you live close to Dubuque.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's going to be tough.
We'll pay you in Bush Light.
It just sounds like a party already.
Oh, definitely.
It's absolutely what it is.
I'm excited. God damn it. I wish I could stay all night, but I can't. I got kids.
Hey, remember, you can bring them too.
I could bring my kids.
Seriously, if you run a U-Haul truck, you can lock that back door, just put them in there. Put a little
Here's a couple toys.
Yeah.
We got beers for the kids in the lodge.
A little vent.
That's a good point.
Throw a hot dog in there or something.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a full-time babysitter for that day that you can just drop off in the lodge? Daycare? Ooh.
That's what all the wives are for that kind of.
Little Rascals isn't that far away. Right?
Daycare center.
Cha-ching.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
$100 for the day?
If my wife listens to this episode, I'm fucked.
Yeah. You already talking about divorce and send your kids to daycare while she's out of town.
Sometimes I'm what some people would say, on one.
You can go back and put in a disclaimer.
What the kids are saying.
It's like, I got to edit this podcast, but you know what? I won't.
But I won't.
Because I'm a man of my word.
Remember, we got bows there for the kids, too. We're not going to give up on that.
You got one-year-old...
Absolutely.
Size bows.
Let's hit a button.
We'll do the best we can. They might have a suction cup rather than a point on the end.
You know what's funny? My daughter actually has one of them like orange Cabela's bows.
I'm getting ready to cut
some of my old Victory arrows up, and I'm going to get some of them rubber points for her.
Yep.
Because she's bitching that she can't, her plastic arrows won't fly straight. She's already complaining. She's three. So I'm like, all right, well, Dad will make you some carbon arrows. So
nice.
I figured that out. So maybe she might be able to come with, actually.
Get her a Genesis Mini.
I know. I probably should. That'd be a good
cheap
buy.
You turn them down, I think. What do they go down to? Like 7 pounds or something?
Cheap. Oh, yeah. It's probably what her bow is now.
And it's not going to hurt her fingers. Like a lot of them cheap-ass bows. They got that big rope. You get the rope burn on them and everything, you know. This actually served.
Yeah, that's what I should do. That's a good idea.
We have a few Genesis bows, too, from our community that we're going to donate as well.
This is already sounding like a damn good time. It's gonna hard to be go wrong with Bonanza here. In the name's perfect. So how
great,
did you
great name.
You got Wade? You got involved through the NASP phone call.
Me and Corey are good friends. I mean, Corey, I've been trying to get together with the youth for over a year and a half. That was a big thing with Gator, our transition. We were just looking to do something with the kids, and I didn't have a foot in the door with anybody. It was just basically, hey, we're trying to do this. Somebody please call me, and I didn't know where to go with it, honestly. Yeah. And Corey, out of nowhere, just reached out and said, hey, I have this idea, and want you part of it, want you part of Bonanza, and met the Sundown family, and oh my God, it's been the best thing ever. I mean, this is going to be truly an awesome event with great people. I mean, even the owner, Mark, I mean, he's going to want to party too. I mean,
oh, heck yeah.
He likes to drink.
Well, that's what, yeah.
Every meeting we have is Busch Light. So this is the type of people.
So first meeting, literally, in person, me and Wade walk in there, not knowing these people from anything, like a phone call, that's it. We walk in, we go out. There was still snow on the hill. This is how early? I think March.
Yeah.
And
was it that long ago?
Yeah. So, we got done touring the hill. We met in the office, toured the hill. We go up. They show us the North Lodge. Wade's like, so is there beer in these coolers yet in the bar, We cracked open a couple Busch Lights, and the rest is history from there. It just started clicking.
Yeah.
The power of alcohol. In the Midwest.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's our primary deal is a ski resort, but we're outdoorsmen. We love fun.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is. We're off-roading. We're getting into a bow shoot.
It's amazing how beautiful that place was when it was dead, when everything was dead outside, in March.
Mm-hmm.
Come summer, how thick and luscious it is, and comes in late September when all the leaves are changing, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous sitting there, and you can see so far away. And watch everybody just shooting bows. It's just going to be really a great thing in the air that's going to last forever. I think it's going to be a great turn of events. And I think next year the date will obviously change because we started kind of late in the year and what things are going on. I mean, I don't think that date will ever stick.
No.
But maybe it will.
I want people. Maybe it will.
So
maybe it will.
Here's the thing we got to think of. Dyersville has the whole Field of Dreams. Everybody wants to go out and watch baseball now. Because a movie was made there. I don't get it, but whatever.
Kurt does love baseball.
So we're going to have a movie?
Well, no, but
creates lesbians
so
and pussies.
Pretty much like the month of July, every fucking hotel is booked in Dubuque. So July's out.
True.
Because you got people in there getting that site ready and everything. We had a guy at my work. Trying to get a hotel room the other day.
Sorry.
It was 700 fucking bucks for the last hotel room in Dubuque.
Cheap.
And it was a dump. Probably walked away with cockroaches and bed bugs.
Sorry.
Doug made me laugh.
I missed something. I'm sitting right next to him. What's going on?
Nothing. It's fine. I don't need to repeat.
I said Kurt loves baseball.
Kurt loves baseball.
What do you say?
I said it creates lesbians and pussies. I didn't really mean that, though. I'm on one, right? I'm saying things I don't mean.
Really hit that out of the park.
Your first podcast back from Africa. You got to be on one.
Dude, I just have such a disrespect for everybody around me. I'm just kidding. All right, come on. I'm on one, all right? I'm messing around. It's a joke.
I mean, hey, we haven't gotten to a toe count yet, so.
Let's not do that yet.
Hey, you're getting some fines tonight, boy.
What happens when I win the competitive archery?
You're going to walk away with a
big check?
Yeah, give me one of the big ones.
I mean, we can.
I'll take one.
So we're going to
get a hotel room downtown Dubuque and get an Uber to him. He can do whatever he wants downtown.
So
just get some of those
with
big
whoever
checks.
He wants.
VIP.
For the competitive side of things. Club? It's
Co-op will come sing for you.
For that.
Sick. It's what? Sick.
There's no money involved in the
probably
competitive
good thing.
Side.
Probably a good thing.
But we don't want to give away what top three places in each division, male, female, it's going to be broke out, are going to walk away with something. Okay. We can't give it away yet because
win them all.
No, that's good. You don't want
to. We're trying to do something different than your typical belt buckle, your medal, whatever you walk away from a normal archery shoot.
My gut's too big for a belt buckle.
What about a wrestling belt?
Oh, you know so what? Bad. My old lady just talked about that for our archery shoot next year at school. She's like the overall male and female for Bullseye and 3D combined should get the big wrestling belt.
Yeah.
Do one of those.
I like that. Leave it a mystery because, you don't want to, it's got to be the first year in, you got to make the debut. It's like, what's the first winner of it get? And then what continues on from there? It needs to be something kind of cool. And
I can't wait to find out
a little bit
I
of
win.
Mystery.
You're not going to be disappointed. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Doug's going to win all three classes.
So
identify as everything.
And prizes. We have a ton of great prizes that are going to be given out. And I mean, that's going to be random. Like anybody that shoots can win a prize. It's not just because you came out and shot really good. It's, you know what? You were the worst shooter of the day. You walked away with the biggest prize, maybe, you know?
Perfect.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean,
a big buzz.
Right.
A good buzz.
Be the best thing ever.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be like serious, but it's also lighthearted and just like have a good time.
It's as serious as what you want to take it. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to be serious and come in with your
it's like golf
$4,000 target bow setup, have at it, bud.
We're going to make fun of you, though, if you show up with that and you lose.
I'm just kidding. We won't. No, yeah. We'll a little bit.
It's going to be a shit show if it's just me and Doug working the booth.
Brought to you by the official hecklers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, goddamn it, Eric. Don't say that, because then I got to fucking show up and find a babysitter.
Oh, no, it's fine.
That's fine.
Hey, we'll handle it.
We'll handle it.
Yeah. So, okay. Our two silver...
we'll just be drunk as fuck.
Hey, Ross will be there. Ross will be like...
Hey, Ross, hold the fort down for the whole day. We got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I kind of regret, though, is I'm like, we got to keep it all a North American game. And now I kind of feel like these guys coming back from Africa, like, we should have thrown something in there.
Don't jump too far. We got to expand someday, you know.
That's true. We got
multiple years to come.
We're your resident South Africans.
We're basically PHs.
Yeah,
I do have a pair of South African short shorts, so that pretty much makes me South African.
It does, actually. Yeah. That's the only thing really separates an American from a South African.
If I showed up in camp and you were there, I'd been like, oh, it's a PH.
Tall socks and flip-flops with them? Or
no, just short shorts.
They love their electronic music over there.
Yep.
In South Africa.
Did you bring your giraffe back? Can we stuff it?
Actually, this is after that episode.
Perfect.
It won't be back yet, but next year it might be.
I was getting ready to do the Midwest.
Oop. I would, holy shit, my anus got tight.
Nope. This is launching after that episode. So.
Summer.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag. The internet hates Eric.
Yep. Again.
Again.
I think you're a nice guy.
Why'd they hate you the first time?
I don't know. I just said again for no reason.
Oh, okay. It's just easy to hate.
I can't believe the internet does not hate me. Like, well, they do probably, but yeah, hand me that oops button. I want that closer to me.
No, keep it away.
I probably need that, don't I?
So yeah, I can't believe you guys killed a rhino.
Yeah, we poached one. Poached a rhino. Black rhino, actually, the rarest.
He shouldn't have been
with a .22 long rifle on top of it.
Yep. He shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah, right shot in the eye.
Right to the brain, through the eye.
And then I pulled up as pooper.
Yeah.
Texas hard shot.
Yep, we did. The old bracket. Dude, we just let him have
just let him lay
shot
in the left.
Two of them.
Yeah. Sold it to the Asian market.
And then we burned our truck down.
Oh my God. And our dad invented rattling antlers.
He invented the rhino rattling antlers.
Before everyone attacks us, clearly all that was a lie. Everything we just said was a lie. We didn't kill a rhino with a .22 long rifle. We didn't burn our truck down.
Because I didn't see one.
And our
it was a 30-06, okay?
And our dad didn't invent
one of them horrible AR-15s.
Yeah.
And our trucks are fine.
Weapons of war. We're idiots. We're really on one. We come back from another continent.
We're idiots. We just think we're from halfway across the world. Everyone else.
Right, no one will hear this. We apologize.
That one listener over in South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We apologize for everything we just did, everybody.
It's fine.
And we're sorry for ruining your guys' episode with our buffoonery.
Did you ruin
buffoonery?
No, I don't think so. We probably made it more memorable, if anything. Right. Anytime I feel like I'm like, man, I crossed the line a little bit, we get more I don't want to say positive feedback.
We get feedback. Let's just say that.
I don't think there's a line we can't cross.
Well, don't say that.
All right.
Reactive. You know, I'm going to take a spin off that, though. There is no target company out there that makes a rhino target that I know of.
Really?
That I know of. I may be wrong.
I'm trying to think.
I know there's a full-size giraffe.
Yes, there is.
I think even in the R100, I don't think there is a
rhino. I remember a giraffe.
Rhino.
All these there's a rhinos.
And an isn't there a full-size elephant, too?
Yeah. I think there was. And a Bigfoot. Big, big, Bigfoot.
Oh, the Bigfoot.
He had beautiful hair.
I'm quite in character here.
Then I shot him.
Rhino 3D archery targets. Let's look.
Didn't he have six fingers on each hand?
He had beautiful hair.
There's one down there.
Nope.
He had.
That's a baby.
Oh, there's one. Reinhardt.
There he is.
No.
Delta McKenzie.
Right below it.
Where?
The white one.
The white, right there.
There it is.
That's pretty badass.
What is that? Who makes this a rhinoceros?
That's got a lot of arrows in its head. Or is that leaves?
Those are
some
good shots.
Anybody else just picture an Ace Ventura climbing out of the asshole of that?
Yeah. I just watched that yesterday.
That's a big
ass
target.
That's all I can picture with the tail up.
Okay, that's pretty cool. What's this thing right here?
Oh, that's an elephant.
Dingus.
Terrible shot.
We have
T-Rex.
Coming in 2023 to Bonanza on the Mountain, Jurassic Park.
They have that, the R100, and yet there's a ladder sitting next to it to pull your arrows
out. Yeah, you gotta get a ladder.
The giraffes. Like this right here. Look at that thing.
Is that your pH?
Is that Ruhan?
Yeah, Ruhan.
It's not.
Damn.
That's wild.
Some nerd.
Where do you even aim?
Eric, does that look like yours?
No. That's the wrong aiming spot.
I was just going to say that's the wrong spot, right?
You got to take a frontal.
Frontal shot.
It's pretty cool.
All right, so I stand corrected. There is a rhino target.
Rhino.
We saw one picture out of all those, though.
I bet you that was from, like, 1998.
Well, this leopard target's only $609.
Yeah, if you sign up for Buyer's Club, it's $548.
Look how shitty it looks.
That's pretty shitty for that much money.
If I buy a leopard target for $600, I better bite my ass when it shows up in the mail.
I better have teeth and shit, you know?
You know what I mean? I've seen
better looking leopard print at Walmart than that.
Dude, I've seen better print on women's underwear than that shit.
I was going to say the same thing.
Would you kill a leopard? Ooh, this is a triceratops. Just get one of these. Her.
Oh, there you go. That's what you need right there.
Butter some pussy.
Road trip.
Dude, fuck yeah. Fuck a rhino, dude. Just get a triceratops.
It's her panties.
It's the same thing, just prehistoric.
I'm horny.
Seriously, that's a diesel right now.
What?
What?
What? What?
Huh?
Huh?
Did you say something?
Get a jackalope.
Is that the Toys R Us giraffe there?
Thing is cute.
That's what Eric killed.
Eric murdered an innocent giraffe.
What was the
its baby was Toys R Us on its nipples.
Wasn't that a giraffe on Toys R Us?
What was his name though?
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Yeah. You can get it at Dick's. It doesn't.
Toys R Us closed down. He's an old giraffe. He need to be putting out.
What is this target? Bobcat. Where's its face? I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Is it eating something?
It's eating something.
God, there's some bad shit out there, isn't there?
Who designed that? And be like, this looks good.
This will work.
Is that a fucking gremlin?
That was scary.
There's some terrible 3D targets out there. Now you guys know what to buy and what not to buy. Look at this.
Same scratch.
You guys have that?
Oh, that's that little mini one. I think it's like $200 or something dumb.
Yeah, there's some fun 3D targets out there, right? Like, but there's also some really bad ones. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys got. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me there's a Sasquatch at the shoot.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that.
Okay, we won't talk about the Sasquatch. We won't talk about that.
Is there a real one?
Well, rumor has it.
It's just waiting out for
on a cool September night.
Just shoot me.
If it's a full moon. I don't know.
That's all we're saying.
There could be a Sasquatch.
Chris has been known to be seen on his back deck in skivvies and.
I don't want to get shot, though.
In a month, we're going to do a haunted house shoot, like during Halloween.
Just a field tip.
You're trying to draw your bow, and people are jumping out at you.
With a chainsaw?
So our courses.
The fuck is that?
20-target course is going to be called the Wapsie Valley Archery North Course. Got to do a little plug here, guys, for our silver sponsors. Wapsie Valley, located in beautiful Anamosa, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Elite dealer. Wonderful guys over there. Our 13-target course is going to be sponsored by Lucky's Outdoors out of Central City, Iowa. Also, an elite dealer.
Thank you for the horn pause.
They said they can't keep the purple rainbows on shelf. I don't know.
You're welcome. Stay away from my check in the mail.
He rolled his eyes.
I'll sign your bow.
You should get a really big velvet case for that, like...
Crown royal bag.
Crown royal bag.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be sexy.
Just ask Ross. He's got plenty.
Good point.
He does that a lot.
No, seriously, though, that's... We got some good sponsors between... that's our silver sponsors, obviously, Gator Outdoors, our gold sponsor, title sponsor, Travel Dubuque. They're big on bringing, you know, people from out of town into
Dubuque. Can we sponsor Doris?
Absolutely.
Since we're saving you guys money?
We need more money, then.
What do you mean?
We saved you money.
Oh, true.
Spend it or save it. It's the same thing.
We got to make money somewhere, though, don't we?
Well, you know.
True.
You're making money and all the money they put in trying to shoot that thing.
True. If you hit the glory hole.
No, that winner gets that.
Working class bow hunters will buy you a 12-pack of Busch Light.
Bottles, even.
Ooh.
Wow. I can't find them anywhere anymore.
12-pack of bottles.
That's hard to find. Bottles are hard to find.
But we'll just have a Busch Light keg at our booth.
Pony keg or real keg? Man.
Keg beer.
How many cans of beer did you bring with you? One.
We don't have ice.
One. It's literally $85 from Hy-Vee.
Right.
If you break it down, though, it's cheaper to buy 30 packs. I've done the math.
I guess me and Eric will drink it all. By ourselves.
Shit, fuck.
Since someone's going to be there. I kind of sound like you almost.
Huh?
Kirk calls us Saturday morning. Hey, how'd it go last night?
Yeesh.
I don't really remember.
Oops. All the merch is gone. I don't know what happened. Must have been really good sales.
There's $3 in the account.
I texted Kurt on the way up here. I said, I want to buy some merch when I get there. He goes, we don't have any here.
We don't have it here.
Not a thing.
Yet.
So you're going to have a new shirt for this? I mean, you guys were posting about new shirt ideas.
Well, we'll see how many great ideas come in on Doug's post, you know. Anything could happen.
I'm sticking with the...
I will say
there is some good
drink
ideas.
Milk, be normal.
That's a strong contender for a popular shirt is eat meat, drink milk, be normal. There's a couple ones we saw and then they're like, it's not like a highly requested idea, but it's one that we should probably look at.
It's a good idea.
You know, so we have there's a lot of shirts probably in the works that are going to be coming. I would say at Bonanza, if you visit our booth, yes, we'll probably have one or two great new shirts for that event specifically. So
especially we'll have the Casey shirt too.
The Casey shirt.
Midwest shirt.
The gas station shirt.
Gas station shirt. Sorry.
Hey, hold on. Actually.
Oops.
That's a big oops. Can't name drop.
That's a fine.
What about Gator Outdoors? Are you going to have some new merch dropping?
We have a lot of new merch coming actually in right now.
Right before the hunt season.
We had to step up our game big time. We've been waiting a long time for stuff to come in from COVID, and we said, screw it. Let's go all out. Fucking so we have some real cool stuff coming in. We're excited for it.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Like what?
I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be exciting. You got to post it.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, don't get too crazy with that thing. No.
Eric just bought this button, the oops button. And
it's perfect.
I'm going to just preload all these into the soundboard, I think.
Then when we run out of batteries or you wear the button out in 2 days, then we
got
them.
I could just record them like this.
Oops.
And then
edit. Record it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Easy. Because. They're pretty funny, so we'll leave that right there.
Well, speaking of shirt, you ought to pre-register. You're coming anyway, right?
Yes. Ooh, I was waiting for that. Yes.
And you're gonna get a free shirt with all our sponsors and Bonanza on it and show off.
So, sheesh.
What does this drop?
This will drop in way to ask me on the
September 3rd.
Sorry, I just need to know.
Oh, here, I'll tell you. Hold on.
As I pull my headphones off.
It'll drop December sometime, I think.
September 8th.
September 8th.
It drops after the shoot.
So do we push out?
So that's not going to work good.
Or do we push out the pre-read?
No, there'll still be time for pre-registration at that time.
Oh, yeah, there will be. Yeah.
Go for it. You know, you're going to get the shirt. It's going to streamline you getting in the gate and getting out in shirt. And,
free shirt.
Shooting
free
right shirt. Away.
From me.
He's breaking down the pre-registration, Doug.
It's sundownmtn is in mountain.com. That's where it's all at.
Cool. And on Instagram. Get on there. Facebook.
Yep.
All that will be linked in the episode description. So if you're like, where the hell do I find it? I'm dumb. You just go to the episode description. It's there. Click on it. Pre-register. Get your shirt. Show up.
But it's super vital that you pre-register. Like, absolutely. It's super vital. It helps everything out. It makes everything run easy.
Oh, we can throw such a better event as long as we know who's coming, how many are coming. You know.
We're kind of scared.
We are going to take walk-ins, but the more people that pre-register lets us prepare to make a better event for everybody.
Well, we'd just like to know your shirt size, too.
Okay, here, let me help you out. Gee golly, we hate to interrupt this podcast, but we got to tell you about Scent Crusher and Ozone. Ozone eliminates terrible smells and Doug's mustache.
Don't let you being stinky interrupt your hunt like we just did this podcast.
Facts.
That's a good point.
You like that?
That's a good point. I got to be honest with you, Doug. I pooped at the studio today, and I ran a Scent Crusher and Ozone room
clean. Did anyone else smell it?
There wasn't anybody around, but I didn't smell it.
There's no one else around, so no one else smelled it.
You think the ghost smelled
it? Did you smell it when you came to the studio when you got here? All right. Exhibit A.
Nope. I didn't smell nothing.
Nope. That's right. Told you.
Just clean air.
So it works. Listen to us. Scentcrusher.com. It works. Listen to us. Send off game on is actually the slogan, but we, DNA Outdoors is coming back on this mid-roll. It's not good.
Get that sent off. Yeah, yeah.
Don't say that. Sorry. Don't say that. The podcast brought to you by Trophy Line. Trophy Line is a saddle company, but also kind of like a pack and mobile hunting company.
It's a saddle for your ass.
Okay, yes, that's what they are. Yep.
That's a true statement.
Code WCB. Good job, Eric. Glad you're here. Code WCB will save you money if you want to get into a platform, the Venatic saddle, which is new, accessories, a ropeman, whatever you need, mobile hunting, saddle hunting. It's not just for gays anymore. Get in the Trophy Line. Check them out. We love them. I actually hunted all season last year with them.
Now it's not for gays. Me and Eric are doing it now.
Yeah, right. Now it's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
You told your parents we're hunting out of them.
Well, I haven't told them yet.
They're going to find out.
Hey, don't tell Marv.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually hunted out of it, and I texted Sean and gave him shit all fall, and I actually really enjoyed it, and it just ended up being a good thing. So, got to love that. Trophy Line, code WCB. Get into it. Great people. Great company. Thermoseat. Mm. That is like an Americana-type hunting company here. You got a cold butt. You got a warm butt. You need a mechanics pad. You got one. Your dog needs a bed. And look out. There's one for that too.
Let's be honest. Season's starting October 1st. You're gonna get to your metal stand. You probably left up, and the seat's gone. Squirrels ate it.
Shame on you.
You need a replacement seat. We got you. Thermoseat.
That's right.
Thermoseat.com.
That's right. You're going turkey hunting, and it just rained because it's spring. Springtime showers. Spring May flowers.
Now not only do you have swamp ass, you got a wet ass,
and there's mud on it.
Mud butt.
Yeah,
you know there's a spider in there. You still want to admit it?
There's a spider in your butt.
Bergen spider.
Yep, you're right. Thermoseat prevents. What are we doing?
I don't know.
We're trying to be professional. You ruined this.
We're having a good time.
Hey, great plug for Thermoseat because there's a spider in your ass.
So dumb.
Well, there won't be because you're sitting on Thermoseat.
You okay, Doug?
Yeah, I'm good.
I swear to God, we're not under the influence of anything.
I'm crying.
I'm crying.
I'm fine. You're fine. I'm fine. No, Thermoseat is the shit. We've actually been working with Thermoseat for a while now.
Yep.
I'll tell you, it did rain last spring, and I brought my D-Wedge, and somebody else didn't. And I'm like, could they? What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Hell, I don't know.
I thought it was him that didn't bring the D-Wedge.
You don't even know why you're here anymore. I
had the D-Wedge.
What, you did?
Yeah, I always do.
Have you ever had a spider in your ass?
No, never. No,
exactly.
So dumb. All right, Thermoseat, yeah. Check them out. I'm sure you're convinced. WCTS.
That'll convince you. I don't know what that is.
This is just on par for this podcast. I apologize. We love you. Thanks for being here. Listen, you listen to this podcast, you really want to go. You know, it's not that far. You're already in the Midwest, right? Or maybe you're not. You're going to plan out with your buddies. Your buddy's wife's a bitch. You know what? Fuck her. Send them the link to this and say, dude, pre-register, beg for forgiveness later. Show up. We're going to have a good time. It's a weekend before season. She can't say shit to you. Just go. Like, we're coming along.
Once you hit the road, you're free, man.
You're in. You show up. Working class bow hunters there. We see it. We're like, hey, man, what's up? You buy a shirt from us. You're
Doug will sign it.
Doug will sign it. You drink a beer. You do the course before one. You get done. You're ready to have a good time. You're watching live music. You're high-fiving all the boys at Gator Outdoors. You're drinking a Busch Light. You might be drinking a hard Mountain Dew. Having a good time. Stress-free because you already pre-registered for this event.
Maybe a Zima with a Jolly Rancher.
Dude, we're not here to judge. Join the transgender course. We got you. We're here for you.
We got your litter
boxes.
Take a
shit in litter boxes.
Yeah, litter boxes.
Yeah, it's all good. Pre-register and just make it easy on everybody.
Guys' weekend.
Disclaimer.
Boy, I would love to see someone in a cat outfit.
The rule state, no pets allowed on the course. So,
have they heard the podcast or someone dressed in a cat costume shooting a bow?
Boys love can't.
They get a prize.
They'd get a free beer on me.
You know what? They'll get free beer on Gator. They're going to get a fucking free keg from Gator. Screw
now
it.
Now I got to buy a fucking cat costume.
If you're going to do it, you'd be the biggest monster I've ever seen in my life.
Multiple kegs.
Hey, Doug, if you wear a cat costume, then we get a free keg. We don't have to pay for it.
You know what? See? If you're going to bring your girl, have her wear the cat costume.
I'm those, not wearing it.
With the leopard panties.
One of the slutty ones from Halloween, you know?
Oh.
Just saying.
Yeah. You know what? Bring your girl. You go shoot the course. She can go into Dubuque to their fabulous farmer's market. While you're shooting. Yeah. She comes back. You're sitting around talking to the boys, drinking some beers. She can keep going to the bar, getting them for you. I mean,
I like this.
It's a win-win.
I like this.
Win-win.
Yes. This is a man's man event, and even though it's not really.
No.
No, it's
everybody's
really
welcome. That's
kids.
What's nice.
We're having fun here, but...
your wife can go with the kids and shoot a little archery while you go.
But they can even just hang out with you while you shoot.
Yeah. Like, oh, definitely.
Just to be real about it.
The nice thing about the lodges, too, are we using both lodges or just one? I don't remember.
Just the north.
We're
using the big one.
Just the north one. Okay. What's really cool is there's going to be a ton of craft beer. I mean, girls, I mean, not a lot of them like drinking Busch Light. We get that, right?
Oh, we got the seltzers. We got the mixers.
Yeah, they got a ton of drinks to drink.
Full service.
And then they got a ton of good meals to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, happy wives, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's key to a successful.
Seriously, Geronimo's over in Springbrook, Iowa.
Talk about them.
What do you mean?
Let's talk about
that. His food.
Is that a food truck?
Yeah. Well.
Not just that.
He's full service bar, restaurant. That guy can cook.
He's doing a kitchen takeover, right?
A guy named Mo, I mean. He cooks.
So how do you guys decide like who's like serving food and drinks and stuff at the event? Like how do you guys pick that out? Do you guys like, I guess break down that a little bit because that's a big factor to the atmosphere, I guess.
It's local.
Well, you got to know who's coming, right? And Geronimo's got the food we like. That's a bow hunter.
The burgers are Iowa made. I mean, they are fat, fucking massive burgers. Yes. With fries that are the greasiest, best thing for your stomach and ass you'll ever meet. Really.
I like that.
Get a bunch of ketchup and ranch, you are rolling.
Oh. Okay, that's hard to beat. All right, sold.
I mean, really the burgers are huge. You remember watching Good Burger?
Home of the Good Burger.
You know what reminds me of in a good way, though. Like, remember, what's Good Burger's, like, nemesis? The other burger company.
Oh, God.
Remember that they would blow that burger up with, like, a bunch
bad
of shit?
Burger.
The burger looks like that, but it's actually real. It's not the fake one.
It's not the fake one.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But you won't go hungry, so.
You won't go
hungry. It's everything you need.
Are they doing like a steak dinner or something? What's he doing? Is he doing something like that? What's he doing at nighttime?
Kumo?
Yeah. Shit. I don't remember that.
I know he's doing breakfast. That's all I cared about.
That's more than breakfast.
That's a big factor.
Best meal of the day.
Yep.
Have you ever shot your bow at a 3D shoot on no food and an energy drink? Not great.
You're going to be shaky.
And hungover.
How many times have we done that?
All of them?
Every 3D shoot we've ever shot.
We're not drinking the night before and we get shit hammed and then don't forget what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real thing. But, I mean, it's... It's a very man's man event, but it's very family friendly. But it has all the things. Like, if you want a boys' weekend, this is a boys' weekend. If you want a family weekend, it's a family weekend.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you want a boys' weekend, the boys will be there.
Yes.
Your boys.
So, yes. I mean.
Not Kurt.
I'll be there. You want me to bring this energy to this shoot? You fucked.
I'm going to say right now, you want to bring the kids out, hang out, shoot. I would suggest the early band. I'm going to say by 10 o'clock that night, when shooting's going on off that deck, and the band's playing on Saturday night, I'm going to say maybe it's time for the kids to go down to the tent and go to bed.
Yeah.
As it should be. It's a school night.
A little night call to go to sleep.
It's a school night.
It is a bit.
But as far as they know, they don't know if it's Friday or Monday.
Right.
Just lie to them. Their kids are dumb.
I don't know shit. We're 5 minutes from home. For like 2 hours.
Just fall asleep. You wake up in your own bed. Magic.
Except for they'll be like, Dad, why are you drinking in the morning?
None of your goddamn business.
Your mom's a bitch.
Again, joking.
Right. Your mom drives me to drinking.
We got married too soon.
You were a mistake.
Your therapist will understand.
We'll argue about this one in divorce court. Listen to everything your dad says. It's like,
meanwhile, go over to Moe's and get me another burger.
This burger's great.
Daddy's hungry. You can have ice cream if you just shut your hole.
This burger's great, unlike my marriage.
Oh, there's so many ways we'd go that way, but...
Sorry about that, guys.
What else are we doing there? What else can we do? Talk about.
So we're going to do... what the hell did we name the six-target shoot off the deck?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we even really named it. So you're turning in your scores by seven on the 20-target competitive course. And we're going to go back up top. We're going to be totaling up the scores. And we're going to be doing shootouts as long as people want to shoot that night. We'll probably cap it around 2 if it gets too late. But we're going to be shooting off the deck.
2 a.m.?
Yeah. You know,
these guys don't care.
As long as we're still going.
Is there lights?
No. Oh, shit. Yeah. It's a snow mountain.
We could turn the place to...
You're so close to the moon, it don't matter.
No shit.
But we're going to be shooting off the deck. We're going to take 6 of our coolest targets at the end of the day. We're going to move them up. And we're going to have skill shots.
Well, coolest targets that are easy to move.
Okay.
So we got side-by-sides and shit going on.
Hey, we're from the Midwest. We're all fat and lazy. Yeah, Let's be honest here.
That's a side-by-side.
That grizzly bear is like 7 pieces.
So just long, Casey's pizza.
Hey, we're at like 10,000 feet elevation, so it's going to be hard to breathe.
So is it that high?
No.
No.
What are we at? What I mean, we're at
475 feet above the Little Maquoketa River.
We'll be shooting at 420 feet above sea level, so...
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. We're like 600 foot here.
No way.
Yeah.
That's like 480 feet more above sea level than New Orleans.
There you go.
Yeah, we're like 600 foot. We're at the studio right now.
My bedroom's 50 feet. That's why when I went to Wyoming, I was fucking beat.
You need a better bedroom.
I'll find out.
I'll find out for sure.
No, the guy I was with in the tent, he just took all the air.
Anyway, the yet-to-be-named shoot-off that night, or not shoot-off, money shoot. It's going to be
810 here.
800?
No way.
Wow.
Where's your mountain?
You're on it, bitch.
Oh,
you're on it. Working class mountain.
I bet you I could throw a football over that mountain.
I see hardly any
water. Used to be able to throw a pigskin over the mountain.
Well, you guys are on the river, so it's a little different.
Yeah, we're lower.
So the six target course, or not course, money shoot that night.
We're golfing.
So we're going to have 6 different targets lined up. Everybody buys in $10. You want in 6 guys, right? You come out, you shoot all 6 targets. Winner gets $60. You want to go, you're cocky, you think you're going to beat the next round. You keep half that money, $30 for you to buy into the next round, the next 5 guys. Next bank, whatever you want to call it, kitty pot, is going to be 50 plus 30, so 80. So the if you pot win that again, you can move on for half the pot. You keep half the pot's buying in again.
So the pod just keeps growing and growing as long as people are putting in.
Right. You guys are going to get some bad motherfuckers in there shooting. I'm telling you, man. When you start doing that, you get some dudes that can shoot some arrows.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to win some money.
They're going to be out there with their bows with scopes on them. And
I say no scopes. If you're the weekend before deer season, what are you doing out there with a scope?
Right, but what if you're that badass motherfucker that steps up there with fixed pins at the end?
Bring your raincoat.
And you're the guy that bumps the guy with the scope and everything else out.
Yeah, but I think, man, it's 2 a.m. and everyone's like, yeah, we're shooting down to the wire and somebody's got a scope. They're like, man, fuck this guy. That dude's getting jumped.
All right, so anyone's got a scope's got to put their forehead on a bat and run around.
Now that's a challenge.
You fall right down that mountain.
You got to take 3 shots of rumblements before every round that you shoot.
There you go. Oh,
fuck. You take 3 finds.
Yeah.
3 finds. Sheesh.
I think, I wonder if that's like the dilemma you guys are going to have with this in the future. It's like target setups versus bow hunting setups. So weekend before bow season. So you guys got to think, I think that's something you guys are going to have to think about. It's like, do you want these dudes with 3-foot stabilizers and 4 power fucking lenses and all the shit?
For the competition wise, we have it separated up. So your bow hunter class is going to be a 12-inch max stabilizer, fixed pins. No magnification, so it's level playing.
Can you have a single pin adjustable?
Nope.
Okay.
Fixed pins. If you got a single pin adjustable, you're over in that open division.
Open with the guys with scopes.
Yep.
I feel like that's fucked up. I feel like that's wrong. Just saying. I think it is.
But at the same time, if you got a guy that's got a 20, 30, 40, and 50-yard pin, How's that fair for you to have a 43.5?
Still no scope.
Yeah.
You're still just shooting how
you shoot.
The only thing, it's more ethical. Because you're not. No one's really bow hunting with a lens. I mean, unless you are old as dirt.
Ethical? We're not killing fucking animals, though. We're killing foam.
What if I just do 20, 30, and 40?
I don't know if I agree with the. I don't know if I agree with the fixed pin versus adjustable.
I guess we can change it. Fixed pin.
Is that going to ruin your invitation?
No, I don't give a fuck at all.
Class, are you guys shooting fixed single pin?
Yeah. Open class is going to wipe my ass. It's going to kick me.
I just think, you know, so I think guys
I don't disagree with you, but I see it as being a disadvantage also to the fixed pin guys.
But I would also say that more than 40% of bow hunters now shoot a single pin adjustable than they do. I'd say less than 10% of bow hunters shoot with a scope. I'd say more than 40% shoot with a single pin adjustable now than they do a fixed pin.
Do you shoot a single pin?
Every year, yeah, until this year.
So
you go back to fixed?
Pussy.
Do we open back up to single pin, no magnification? I mean, we can change it.
I'd say
you're locked in it.
I'd say 10, bow hunting
20,
class,
30, 40, 10, 20, 50.
30, 40, okay.
Like no 35s, yeah, no. Because yeah. Rangefinders are allowed, you know.
Yeah. I think that's...
Yeah, that'd be hard. No way you'd know that someone did that, though.
I'm not on board with that, though. I just don't think that... I think as a bow hunting class,
as long as you have a scope.
Yeah, I think the scope is the big difference, personally. But I'm also very partial to a single pin sight. You know, like true. So, people aren't going to agree with my take on it. But I feel like for me, I'm a much better bow hunter if I can shoot for 33 yards rather than 30 yards and shoot a little high.
Oh, you're not sure. You're not know? Wrong by any means.
But I get the
you
point
look
from
at other
a 3D
archery competitions, and that's kind of how they break it down, though. You know, fixed pins class and.
I just think if you guys are running that tight to bow season, it might be in your benefit to cater to, hey, this is a bow hunting warm-up. Most bow hunters are shooting a single pin adjustable with no scope or no lens, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, I think, yeah, think about you. That. But it's up to you guys for sure. But I think you're going to run into issues. I think majority of the guys are going to be like, fuck, we're still shooting a single pin sight with no scope. Lens,
the regular setup,
and we got to shoot with all these target douchebags.
All right, how about
just target shooters?
Oh, how can we do this? Let's go on social media land and we'll see what we can get for feedback on that.
Who, there you go. You know, that's a good way
with their,
to put it.
With their 12-foot stable.
Clearly kidding, right?
No, really. I mean, that's smart.
But
open
to
suggestions
about
that. I mean,
yeah,
you're right.
And then keep in mind, this is a first time event. You know, we're learning from
it.
I'm going to say right now, shit's going to be fucked up, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they did this. Guess what?
It's the first
year. When it's all over with, we're going to be standing back and going,
first year.
Holy fuck, how did we mess this?
We want nothing but grow this and make it better. So
and I'm not trying to stir shit up. I'm just, we're talking.
And yeah, maybe we'll leave a sample basket at the end. You can write your name on it and say, hey, what's wrong with this
course?
No, and that's something we already talked about. We're going to have a comment box because we want feedback.
No strippers.
Where's this grow this event into something huge.
See one pit.
How's it get better?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, we want the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, we want all the feedback.
But you know what?
Get.
You know, maybe rock it the way you're saying and fuck everything I said, and then, you know, we'll shoot against all the dudes that can't see
I mean,
anyway.
I'll beat them.
Yeah, we'll beat them. That's fine. Purple Nurple will be out there just fucking throwing 12 rain.
I said, bring your raincoat. It'll be some rain. Purple rain.
So, better yet, purple so anyone rain. With the lens that loses against the person with
yeah.
The open sight. Now, what kind of punishment? What kind?
Then I got to watch you take your lens out and stomp on
it. Or you got the guy with the bear bow out there. Chris? Chris?
Yeah, we were shooting the bear bow last night.
You have traditional
you guys
class?
Like a trad category.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay, cool.
You imagine that? Dog. You go up there in the deck and a bear bow just fucking smokes the guy with the scope.
I'd quit.
You need a BMF belt. Bad motherfucker belt for the trad guys.
Bring Jared.
Like, I would buy that guy's drinks Austin. All night.
You guys might want to add a BMF category for the trad dudes. Baddest motherfucker.
Someone with a trad bow hits Doris like perfectly.
They can have Doris. That way we don't have to haul home.
They're like, I don't want it.
You can have Doris. Hey, cool prize, but I don't want it.
Yeah,
she's yours. Put a chain on her. Wear her around your
just
neck.
Just scrap it.
So
put a chain on her.
A lot of fun to be had already.
We should talk about the kids a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have to though? You know.
I'm really a fan.
I'm trying
this,
to escape.
This
kids.
Is brought to you by Toys R Us, Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Eric, let's talk about giraffes. What kind of fun facts you have for us about giraffes?
Oh, fun facts.
You I'll fix shoot them in the soft spot of their throat.
Yep, here's to a funny, be honest, I didn't know a shot. Giraffe could be black.
Here's a fun fact. Giraffes only lay down to die.
That's true. That is a true fact.
Dude, that's fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they don't sleep like a horse?
No, they sleep standing up.
Standing up.
No, like, horses sleep standing
I
up.
I thought they tucked like, their head inside.
They lay down at birth up. And death. That's yes. the only times.
How awesome would it be to ride a giraffe?
To ride one?
Yes.
Probably with a saddle, cool. with a saddle and shit?
Yeah.
If you fall off, you're fucked, though.
That would put New Windsor's rodeo even more on the map.
I would watch that shit.
Giraffe rodeo?
Yes.
Oh my God. We come
Can
out
you imagine the trailer
giraffe.
You have to have the whole high, bunch of giraffes around?
Oh, you just cut the roof off it.
Good point. And power lines.
Yeah, you can't go under any overpasses.
Wasn't that a movie, too?
I think that was.
What?
Where they hit a fucking overpass with a giraffe?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah, it should
God
be.
God damn it.
I wish horses had longer necks so they could all die that way.
Jesus.
I'm not a fan of horses.
So one of our other gold title sponsors rodeo, is PETA.
I like the bulls. But
it's, oh. PETA's a sponsor?
Yeah. Gold title sponsor.
I'm just on one today, and I apologize in advance.
It's a banner of Eric.
The kids. Against. Let's really talk about the kids, because that is important. You know, even though we're all just joking around. But
so let's face it. One day, kids are going to be sitting here doing the same thing.
For sure.
Probably not going to be a podcast. Probably going to be some...
futuristic
hexagram
virtual reality
hologram podcast
full of mushrooms.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, yes, one day some dudes were sitting around with a microphone, they smelled like beers when we took over the place. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, ancient. So kids are our future, right?
That's so unhealthy. Why would you drink
the beer? Guy shot a giraffe.
Yeah.
We bought the building that's a giraffe that's stuffed in it.
Yeah. Couldn't get it out.
It's fucking dinosaur.
Get the fucking thing out of there.
Fucking neck came up from the basement.
Yeah, we're going to carry that thing in.
Yeah,
here.
How the fuck are we going to get it in here?
Lots of guys.
So stupid.
Double-wide doors.
So yeah, kids are welcome.
if you want, it's on you. But it is important, like the Genesis bows, like you were saying. I know. Oh,
we're going to have a little kid range, so if kids never shot a bow, come on out. We're going to have some bows, some targets set up by the North Lodge there where kids come out, try their hand at it.
Yeah.
You know, we want to grow the sport, you know, whether it's target archery, hunting, whatever. I mean, let's face it, numbers are down. Seems like there was a whole generation gap there where nobody was teaching hunting. I think it's more important now that we do it than ever.
For sure.
We talked prior, and I don't know what you said before, but there, you had a whole group of people you knew that youth, like just youth in school and stuff that were coming to this event. Elaborate on that a little bit more.
So there's some clubs. So I'm involved. I'm a coach with our local NASP team, National Archery in the School program, mm-hmm. Trying to draw a bunch of kids from there. So when we're laying out the course, we want to keep shots under 20 yards with them. Scholastic 3D archery is another thing big with kids. And actually, I'm the new state coordinator for Iowa for that program, trying to get it going in Iowa. Right now, there's only one team in Iowa, Flint River Archers out of Sperry, Iowa, they shoot. But they actually participate with Illinois because there's no other teams in Iowa. So that's something we're trying to grow. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of taking it from Genesis bows into your next step, into your, you know, your bow hunters class, your open class, your bear bow class, stuff like that. And they're mm-hmm. doing USA, NFAA, ASA, you know, all that stuff. So
no kidding.
Yep. So that's kind of like we want to grow that. Archery's grown as a whole. I mean, holy Christ, 3D archery. I mean, not just hunting, but you put a bow in a kid's hand that's never had an interest. Maybe his parents didn't hunt or anything. You put a bow in their hand, all of a sudden they're like, holy shit, I was looking on a video on YouTube last night and people go hunting with these? I want to do that, you know?
Right.
So,
really.
I mean,
makes you wonder how many like, rural areas are actually doing programs. Like we're in a very country-esque area where the studio is. Like, how many schools around here, high schools, are even doing like a NASP archery? I
mean, if they have a guy like this, they're
so,
golden.
Well, that's, so, obviously, that's we're in Bellevue. Need. We travel. Close school to us is actually DeWitt's got a program going now that's fairly new. North Scott down in Eldridge does. Yep. Otherwise,
that's
we're what, traveling
that's
Anamosa.
Where I graduated from.
Yep. Yep. Otherwise, we're going Anamosa and further. I mean, we're traveling an hour and a half or more every weekend.
I will tell you this right now. Shooting. If you ever need help at North Scott, I'm 10 minutes away.
There you go. That's awesome.
Well, damn, I got to get the Illinois school in my area going so we can come up and kick your guys' asses. Fun fact. What's up?
East Dubuque has a team, East Dubuque, Illinois, which is right on the Dubuque line right across the bridge. Their close school, I think, is in Champaign, Illinois, that they shoot at.
Wow.
So they come to Iowa and shoot with us.
Wow.
And we go over to their shoot, too, because, you know, they support us.
Mercer County, Illinois needs a fucking archery program. Is this high school or elementary?
It's everything. So it starts in fourth grade and goes through 12th grade, the NAS does. S3DA starts a lot younger, but same thing.
So how do you start one in your community?
How do you start one? So it depends what program you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Best thing is get a hold of me.
Call Corey.
I say, or DeWitt. My wife just got a teaching job there. So she's fourth grade.
Oh, nice. Great school. Great community.
Yep. And DeWitt's got the team down there. They have awesome coaches. Actually, our program kind of helped them get them going. We gave them bows and stuff to use to start up. So.
Yeah, if you need help anywhere around that area, let me know. Yep.
Go to National Archery and the Schools program, their website.
So we're going to make some bets here. You're going to get some schools going in that area. And I'll get a school going down here. We'll come up and
I'll start one also.
We'll just beat the shit.
Hey, they're already starting my area. He already did the work.
Where are you going to start a team? I'm going to start a school team here.
Downport West.
Ooh.
Where I've seen some shit.
Get the hood out here.
Big school.
We're about to get some snipers.
Shooting their bows sideways.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, for NASP, we have, for all the states, we have the biggest 3D program. Out of all the states that do it.
Really?
And I'm going to say you have some of the best shooters in archery come out of Iowa.
Yeah, but you guys haven't seen what Mercer County has to offer, though, yet.
Yeah, no, I'm talking bows, not like, you know.
We're talking shit over kids.
No, the kids in Mercer County, though, are badass. Dude, do you know how much meth we have in Mercer County?
Oh, fuck.
We got some precision.
So they can shoot fast.
Dude, fast and accurate.
I don't know about accurate, but fast.
Then they'll steal your bow.
Accuracy and volume. Fuck you, Doug.
That's a good point.
So what are the kids doing?
It is motivating, though.
That's what we're talking about.
It does make you want, because I had archery in high school, right? But it wasn't like, it wasn't like NAS. It wasn't Genesis bows. I don't even know what they were made out of.
It was like a gym teacher in South African shorts.
Like the one Island Man was using, basically.
Yeah, they were like...
we didn't even have it in high school.
I had nothing.
We did. No.
Right, we had nothing.
We had it, and I can't believe we did. Looking back, I'm like, I can't believe we had it, because they weren't...
They were fiberglass longbows is what they were.
I had taxidermy.
You had taxidermy in school? In high school?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
He's the only person I've ever heard of that had
You didn't have archery, but you had taxidermy.
Yeah, we didn't know how the animals died, but we had taxidermy. No, I'm just fucking with you. No, we trapped our animals, and we had taxidermy.
Oh, you legitimately had taxidermy, though?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Preston. I graduated, like, I don't know, 18, 17 people.
That's fucking badass.
It was super dope. I mean, we learned a lot through that, and it was a great class.
That would have been cool shit.
I remember it was a pretty long class.
See, I got to think that the Mercer County High School and Elementary has archery in school. Like, it's a very bow hunting dense area. Like,
I got a stuffed wood duck, a squirrel. And
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You did it all yourself?
I've never heard
Norman
of that.
Norman Bates did it taxidermy, too. So
yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Really? Norman Bates?
Isn't that a murderer?
Do you know who he is, Wade?
Sounds familiar.
Chris?
Isn't that a murderer?
Hold on. I'll tell you.
Most murderers are taxidermists.
It was a movie, and then it was a whole TV series. Your guys' wives must watch a lot better.
Isn't it like Bates Hotel or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it makes me want to... It does, like, talking about going back to, like, being on
He taxidermied topic. His mom, that's...
Oh, he did?
Why would you not?
I missed that part.
Why would you not? But going back to, like, being kind of serious about this podcast, like... It does make you want to, like, know what's going on in your area. Like, my daughter's going to grow up here. It's like, hey, is there archery in school program? Like, what's going on? And then how do we make them the most badass archers in the Midwest so we can stomp out all the Iowa teams, you know, and really put everybody in their place?
Possible, but...
You know, earn a scholarship, you know, free college.
I mean, in all realness, like, it's so awesome that they're actually doing this now, because when we went to high school, there wasn't shit, like... They have trap, they have bass club, they have archery. Right.
Bass club is like the coolest thing that happened. That happened just after I graduated, bass club.
And like Never trap shooting started like 2 years after I graduated, so it's like...
Yeah, we have that now.
Like, where's all that badass shit when we were there? The we had fucking... I mean, they got rid of auto mechanics. We had that when we were there.
They got rid of it?
North Sky got rid of auto mechanics,
That seems a little bizarre.
I think because West they don't drive vehicle anymore?
I guess not. It's all electric shit, you know?
It's all Uber.
Them are blowing up good.
Yeah,
Josh Bomar. Oh, yeah, that was electric.
drip torch.
oh, drip torch.
We use a leaf blower to blow out the fire.
But no, I mean, we had taxidermy and all that, and
it does make me want to call United Township High School where I went. You guys still do an archery program in your school? Just to see, like,
we would literally coon hunt.
I'm sure it'd be a quick phone call, right?
All right.
Sorry.
Like you as a class?
Yeah, we literally coon hunt and then bring our furs in from the deep freezer, and then
skin them.
Some had a coyote, some had a coon, some had a possum, a wood duck, whatever. We, you know, got a book, and the teacher
changed your whole career path.
She was perfect.
I made a fucking dustpan. That's about it.
That is really interesting.
It was the coolest thing ever. I mean, we had a really good, you know, idea of, you know, taxidermy. I mean, that's why I go to Old Barn now, and that's why I spend my money there, because they're just so good.
Because I know what quality is,
because I started doing it myself when I was 15.
It's a taxidermy high school.
Yeah. You learn real quick it's not for you.
I did a squirrel, and I did a wood duck, and I know what quality takes.
Do you sell the squirrel?
No, my coon dog got a hold of it, I remember. My coon Cletus, my brother had a coon named Cletus. We had a pet coon named Cletus. And it got out, and then I had my taxidermy squirrel sitting in the back of the truck, and he'd get a hold of that.
God damn it, Cletus.
It's a damn tragedy.
And Cletus died. Cletus died from my black lab, I think.
Just a circle of life.
Anyway, I'm motivated to get a Mercer County school to kick Iowa schools' asses in archery. Wouldn't that be so fun, though?
It'd be fun.
To have that, like basketball, like football, like to have like that big of a...
Especially when he said, I mean, East Dubuque, Illinois, the closest one is Champaign.
Yeah.
You know how far away that is?
Yeah, how far away is that?
It's like hours? 3.5 hours. It's
3 hours?
3 hours from here.
Wow.
Yep.
So you're looking at 4 or 5 hours.
I don't want to flex in Iowa, but perfect score is 300 in Asp, and we've got several archers from Iowa.
Yeah, it's probably... You guys are probably doing steroids or beta blockers in Iowa, though.
Beta blockers.
Yeah, everybody
I'm
knows.
On them.
There's no rules against them yet, so...
Yeah. Nasada's not... You saw it
the USC back in the day.
Out there
juiced up.
Yeah, checking for fucking blood doping and shit. 16-year-old kids shooting archery.
Honest God, you figure that out, though. If you doped yourself down a little bit, how calm would you be shooting?
Dude, I'm on it right now.
Yeah. I pop them right before it every morning to the stand.
Hit that glory hole every time.
Damn. We're talking about kids right now.
Oh, shit. That'll get you on a list.
Oh boy!
That will. Oops!
Ooh! Help! Yeah, that's a great button, Eric. Thanks for bringing that in.
You're welcome.
Just glad it wasn't the quagmire. All
right. Yeah. Right. Right. Bad sound bite. Sound.
Giggity, giggity.
We're kidding around, right? We're making this comical about an event, but it's also like we're just having fun. So that's what makes. When you talk about one event for an hour and 20 minutes long, you better be cutting up and having a good time. So that just shows like the kind of fun we're going to have at this event.
Oh yeah.
Clearly our listeners know when we're joking. I always feel like I have to like clarify when I'm joking. And it's like, we've been doing this for 530 episodes. They know when we're kidding.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, you may have new listeners after that giraffe, you know.
You know what, Eric? What do you always say? And I'm like, oh man, this is going to be a problem.
I don't know. What do I always say?
Fuck them.
Fuck them and feed them beans.
Oh, my God. New shirt.
Feed them beans?
I've never heard
that. Fuck them and feed them beans.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, that would be a really good shirt.
That is literally a new thing.
I've never heard you
when
say
I said
that ever.
When I said, what do you always say? I didn't mean say something new.
I just want to say, they heard it here on the Bonanza on the Mountain fucking podcast.
I always say dumb shit, so I don't know which one you were talking about.
Fuck them and feed them beans.
Literally never heard you say that in your entire life.
All right.
My old boss used to say that all the time.
Jeez. Fuck them and feed them beans.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I don't think we have a beans target at this event. So
damn it.
We need a beans target.
Need a bean sponsor.
If you miss the Doris on a 14 ring, you have to eat a whole can of Cold Bush's beans.
Yeah, we'll have a bunch.
Almost frozen bush beans.
Almost
it's
frozen.
It's on ice.
little crunchy.
They're just thick. And you're going to eat the whole can.
Can't warm it up.
And for some reason, I've had
I thought this whole time
this is your fucking wallpaper. I'm looking at him going, you must know this guy.
I see Wade look up there. I'm like, what is he looking at?
I keep looking over here thinking that's his wallpaper.
No,
this guy.
I just had an alien 3D target posted up on the studio monitor for like the last 45 minutes.
If I saw that, I'd be done.
What do you mean?
Look at it.
I'd kill it.
It looks terrible.
Where do you think its kill zone is?
Yeah, right. Ooh. Let's get in tight.
I think the arrow.
That guy there did not kill it.
I think I'd go for the throat.
Did kill it. I think the arrow's in the money.
In the knee?
Right there. Here?
In the knee.
Right there.
Go up a little. I think just down a little
bit. I think I'd put it right here.
Really?
Put in his eyeball.
Which one?
He's got four.
I put it right in his ass.
It'd be a good time. There's some fun ones out there. It's gonna be Bonanza's gonna be a party. I'm looking forward to this to be an annual event. We're gonna have some fun.
Let the coyotes keep them out.
Have a good time.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be a great time.
Do we have some questions from the listeners?
Real good.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, yeah. We did have a couple.
Not from Gator because we're shadow banned and we suck.
Yeah, Gator does suck.
Yeah.
Why is this on the computer screen?
It's just a sweet girl petting a friendly giraffe.
Isn't that your giraffe, Eric?
No.
It's bait.
It's bait.
All right, here we'll pull.
All right. Piss my pants. Just piss me. Actually, this tagged under Gator.
Nice. We have one question.
Favorite most influential TV hunters versus favorite most influential under the radar.
That's a lot.
So these are just listener questions from, or just follower questions, I guess, because it's not really through our page. So repeat the question.
Favorite most influential TV hunter versus favorite most influential under the radar.
We go on a round table just quickly.
Josh Bowmore.
Chris Braggett.
All right.
He starts laughing.
I'll go under the radar. I'll go top tier TV hunter, I guess, if you want, Mark Drury. And then I'll go Clint Casper / Devin Leonard under the radar, even though they're on our radar. Is that fair?
Sure. That's fair. That's fair.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Both motivational in different ways. Fun, and one is like yells at you. Doug?
I don't have anything.
It's all right. Way to contribute.
Any underground thing at all.
What?
Most influential. Who's on, like,
what'd you say?
I don't watch a lot of TV stuff, so I'm going to pass on that one, but I'm going to say Buck Storm.
That's a good one.
Buck Storm.
I like that.
That was nice of you.
I'm going to do the general man. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm going to say T-Bone.
Oh yeah,
T-Bone. There you go.
General man. No, T-Bone's
like,
a big
he's
one.
He's a large dude like me. He's out there doing it, you know?
Getting it.
Yeah.
What about underground?
I'm going to say the guy that's out there posting his 120-inch buck on social media and getting fucking dogged by every hunter because, whoa, I would have let that walk for 5 years. You know what? The fucker posted it. He's proud of it.
The Billy Joe lunch bucket.
Yep.
Very fair.
I like that. Very well.
Wade?
Top that.
Top.
Yeah, suck it, Wade.
Just because of the passion. No and really balls. Because of the passion. I love the passion this guy brings. And I know there's a lot of hecklers out there, but Ted Nugent. I just love the passion. I just love the soberness he brings to the outdoors. And it really does. I mean, I really do like
the wine soberness.
Yeah, okay, sure. The wine soberness. But I really do like what he brings just because how, I don't know, I just do.
He's a great dude. Ted Nugent is a man.
But I mean, I really do. I just love, like, when you watch a show, it's just so entertaining. It's just every time. Yeah.
He's sharp.
Underground? I mean, I really had to agree with you before. Clint Casper gets no credit for what. I mean, going on his Instagram, 7,000 followers, that guy should have 75K.
Right.
That guy, I just love the way he is.
Clint Casper gets hate for being a phony. People call him a phony.
Can Clint is a.
Believe that?
Clint is a fucking poet in the woods.
He is a poet.
And I love
it. I've hunted mule deer with Clint Casper, and that's his specialty. Good luck. Yeah. I dare any bad motherfucker to keep up with Clint Casper in the Mule Deer Woods. You can't. And I'm not, and I don't care who you are, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, I watched Devin. Devin's a mule deer god.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Devin's
yeah.
killed some of the biggest mule deer on the Wasatch.
And I've met Devin front. A few times. His passion is equal as to Clint, as to Ted. They all have that passion that completely, when you talk to them, you're like, okay, let's go.
Clint run will through a fucking outstep wall. Devin, and Devin's an animal.
Yep.
Best storyteller
hunter. Really nice teeth.
This isn't on social media.
Great
this
teeth.
Is me.
So nice. Great teeth.
Best storyteller hunter.
Are they real?
No. Clint?
No. If Sorry. Who do you think is the best storyteller for a hunt?
I got to go Devin or Clint.
Yeah, Devin probably. Devin or Clint.
Yeah.
Man, I got to go with Jim Shockey.
Jim Shockey is very poetic.
His voice is memorized. Just
So was Devin, so was Clint, too.
I mean, right, but...
Yeah.
So was mine.
Beautiful voice.
All right, I'll change my answer. From nothing to... Probably Mark Drury. And then...
Yeah.
Mark Drury can talk.
Austin Chandler.
Ooh, that's good.
When Chandler talks, you listen.
Yeah. Chandler's no bullshit.
He don't fuck, he'll fuck around, right? He'll make a joke here and there, but it's very, it's a blip. Here you go.
But he's really joking when he's talking about hunting, though.
No, he's serious.
No, he's very serious, yeah. All right, what's the next question?
Underground's hard, though.
Underground's
good. What do you, what is underground specific?
The line is, it's gray there. Where's the underground line?
Right. All right.
Nobody for Fredbear, huh?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to ask you.
What do you think?
It's Fredbear.
So, goddamn. I think Chris nailed it on the head there. Fredbear is the OG. He didn't give a fuck if it was a big deer, a small deer. He was out there slaying it.
Yeah.
He lived the life. I mean,
for sure.
And that was before big sponsorships. He's out there in a plaid shirt.
True.
He's also from Michigan.
True.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
That's an asterisk.
Yeah, everybody from Michigan is kind of like, I don't give a fuck, but I'll bitch about not killing big shit.
And it's funny how you can just kind of look over, you know, like Godfathers.
It's almost like you just, that's a given a little bit. Like Fred Bear, he's not a given because it's like, but he, in our eyes, he is, but like, I guess with our experience and like time invested in bow hunting and like knowledge about it, like we hold them up to that anyway. And it's almost like without being said. You know what I mean? So we don't have to talk about like how awesome Michael Waddell is, but just, and then be like, but Fred Bear was the god. You
Fun
know?
Fact, did you know Fred Bear suffered from target panic hardcore?
I think every hardcore archer has, you know?
No, like full time, always.
Chandler does. Chandler's open about it. Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Dude, I think everybody has.
Yeah.
And some dudes live with it.
They've all had it.
They're just maintaining. That's why beta blockers exist nowadays.
And edibles.
Beta blockers and edibles.
Who Kids? Has a better snort wheeze, Russ or the Lord?
Ross?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be good TikTok.
What's that?
That'd be good TikTok.
I think probably Austin would because he's more of a late October, November killer and Ross is a late season guy.
I agree with that.
So I would envision Austin by trade probably has a better snort wheeze than Ross.
I'm going to disagree because Ross's beard's so amazing. It probably just like goes through it. Sounds so real.
Filters through it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just seen Hanna-Barron do one the other day doing that, a snort wheeze.
Yeah, but no one cares.
Yeah, but women aren't good at anything.
Yeah, but that's because she was choking on an
Oreo
cookie.
It does look good when she does it, though.
Because her pants were so tight, she probably couldn't breathe. Probably her just trying to breathe.
It's a queef.
I just saw them.
So, Hannah, Jeff, if you guys want to come up to New Windsor, Illinois.
Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't say anything. Did you say something? No.
Oh, where'd that go?
Disappeared.
I'm going to... Fuck.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Next question, please.
Oops.
Come again.
Did you say something? What? No, nothing.
Now that we covered that, Chris, you want to talk a little bit about Sundown Mountain's 50th anniversary coming up?
Oh.
Absolutely. We opened it.
Great transition.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure everyone listening is a skier, but we are. We're throwing our 50th anniversary party this year. It's a big deal to us. You know, we've been a family-owned resort since the beginning. We're still owned by the original people that got it going, and you know, we just love fun. And I think we've portrayed that here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're all about fun and just helping
cutting
people
up.
Getting into it. So whether you want to shoot a bow or you want to come rip a four-wheeler or you want to go skiing, we've got it for you.
Fun fact, I've never skied. And this is, have you ever skied?
Yeah, the first time I ever got on a mountain, I skied for about an hour, and I'm like, fuck this, give me a board.
Really? So I'm curious, because I've snowboarded, but I've never skied.
Sure.
So this is going to make me want to come out and try skiing and or just get back into snowboarding.
Hey, we'll get you on some skis when we're there.
What do you mean, when we're there?
In the summertime.
How's that work?
Oh, it's a steep hill.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be fine, right? Grass stains, it'll be funny.
Grass skiing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, grass skiing.
You're right. Okay.
Some people are successful. Some people dislocate their shoulder.
Okay, great.
You'll be all right.
The weekend before postseason.
You'll be all right.
But we should do that. We should do like a working class bow hunter like winter event on like an off weekend and try and snowboard and ski and all that stuff. That'd be really fun.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Heck yeah.
I haven't snowboarded in like 10 years probably.
We could ride giraffe necks down. Giraffe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good giraffe neck bones. We should do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
To do just like a random like off bow hunting season bash.
Yeah, give you something to do.
Instead of snowboards and skis, like everybody brings one of them cheap Walmart fucking inflatables for floating in a pool.
That would actually be really fun. Like bring the craziest thing you can to go down the hill.
Yeah.
Well, how long do you guys do like artificial snow to keep the season longer or anything like that?
Absolutely. We're the majority of artificial snow. Our goal is to be open the day before Thanksgiving. And how much
snow you got
in your yard by then? And there's years we've had the entire property covered.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So how late will you guys have snow? Like how late? Like, because I'm thinking trade show season for us. Like what's the latest month in the year? Like,
We sometimes got it lingering around in June yet. And
are you kidding?
Some years you're just like, come on, melt faster, you know, but.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is possible for us to get out, like, after trade show. See, like, April, first weekend of April, there's snow on the mountain.
There'll be snow there. We're not going to be open for skiing.
It'll be patchy.
It's going to be glacial conditions.
Okay.
But.
It'll just make it dicey.
You want to come out there and play around.
Okay. So you can watch me break my shoulder on that one patch of grass that's open in the middle while I come down at Mach 10. That'd be fun. Sorry, Doug, about that whole Snorwies thing earlier.
So right here, this was April 5th up there.
Oh, no shit. So it's dangerous.
We can get in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
So what are we doing?
We're going to go skiing.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, late season.
Have you ever skied at all?
Yeah.
I've never
have.
Better skier than him.
Have you ever skied, Wade?
Never. I barely walk.
It's barely lucky to
I think skiers is in snowboarding, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've cross-country skied, and I owned
a dime store,
like $25 snowboard that had a handle on it, and went out and hit our golf course.
Heck, yeah.
See, I think that'd be fun, man, to cut up and try and snowboard and ski and all that stuff.
Get some great content.
Eat some good food.
I'll do a backflip.
Nah, I don't know if we want that.
Yeah, break your neck. Jumps.
We don't want you to die.
Break your back again.
Is there any more questions on social media before we... Okay, that's it. We had three. And I ruined one of them.
I debatable.
Ruined or made it.
You made it better.
And I'm sorry about that. It was... there's just...
Excuse me. You say something?
It's pretty funny. All right, Doug, give us your best snort wheeze. Oh, Wayne?
No, come on.
Let's have it. The mic distance is a different. That's a skill too. Doug was a little close.
I think I beat him. I think mine's better.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. You're not smoking a blunt.
I know.
It was close.
I'm not channeling my inner Michael Winslow tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. That's too close together.
Okay, I gotta...
Well, we can use our hands.
Oh, yeah. Are we raw dogging here? No hands?
All right, we got to go rob one more time then with the hands.
What's
you
that?
You don't raw dog
it's
in
different,
the,
right?
You don't raw dog in the stand?
Raw dog it.
Well, I didn't know there was like this hand. I figured everyone went free mouthing.
You got your bow in your hand.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing bunny rabbit freestyle shit.
How many times do you snorries with your bow in your hand?
Every time.
Fuck off. That's a lot. Okay. I'll call Hannah. Hannah.
Give us a proper one.
She probably does with her bow in her hand. See, I don't know how to do it.
I think mine's better.
I think Doug won it.
I normally do it through this, but I figured you wouldn't hear it. Doug went straight on.
I want to say Doug.
Doug or you? You guys are on it.
So we're doing it one more time, and then people vote.
Yep. Snort off. A little more robotic. Nope.
I don't have to do it. You sucked.
What do you mean?
It was horrible.
Nerd.
Let's hear yours, Wade.
Were you freestyling? Good off the cuff?
Damn. Were you spitting fucking sunflower seeds out?
Just
I thought we agreed no beatboxing.
Spitting fucking strep throat over this fucking microphone.
Stuttering.
So next fucking time, Joe Humphries is going to get
is
on.
Is that fucking syphilis on there?
I think I won.
Hey, I got mic spray, actually.
Ooh. Follow.
Jump the fence.
That's what it is. I got people don't think we don't have mic sanitizer.
Yeah, didn't get a squirter.
You're welcome. I think it's time to wrap this podcast up. We had some fun. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thanks for having us on.
I think this event is going to be a damn good time.
I'm excited for it.
Yep. We obviously had a lot of fun during this podcast, joked a lot. I think that's the vibe that an event like this should have is serious, but let's have fun. Don't take it too serious. You know, let's shoot good, have a beer or two, have a great time listening to some live music. Do we miss anything?
Support your local bow shop.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah, don't be that dude at 2 a.m. sober as a bird on the porch out shooting everybody.
But also don't be the dude that's being so drunk he's a dickhead. Yeah,
don't also shoot me.
But there's going to be good food to where you're responsible. Feed yourself. Have a good time.
Come
see Doug. Pre-register.
Come see Doug.
Gotta have that.
This will be the largest archery party in Iowa.
I love that.
That's a good fact.
Let's make it the biggest in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Oh,
right in your own backyard.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Anyone that comes out, they're going to want to come back. Nope, nobody's going to have a bad time.
If you have a bad time, it's your own fault.
And if you don't like burgers, don't come.
Pretty much, if you have a bad time, it's your fault. And we really just want you to have a good time.
That's right.
And I blame you for that.
Come on, have fun with us. I'll be there for amount of time, but sounds like Doug and Eric are going to sink our company that weekend. So
just like the Titanic.
Well, come on. Hey,
where's the iceberg?
Iceberg.
No.
Bush Light the iceberg.
Easy.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. Reel her in. Be as good as I was on this podcast at that show.
Oh, shit. We're hitting two icebergs.
I was on one on this podcast. I'm sorry. I'm just excited to be back in the States. I'm glad I made it home. I realize what we have here.
Yeah.
That's true. That's 100% true.
You know, South Africa is amazing, but America's the best country in the world. And I've been to a couple countries, and the States is where it's at, boys. All right. Doug?
See ya, Bonanza. Where I shoot you.
Okay.
Wink.
Make the trip. You will not regret it.
If you don't come to this, you suck.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
Noted. Or your wife sucks, right?
Hey, guaranteed good times.
Hard to beat.
Come have a good time.
You know what to do. We love you. Go shoot your bow. Later.